Dragon's Dogma 2, the highly anticipated successor to the cult classic Dragon's Dogma, is out now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and Steam. Dragon's Dogma 2 is a third-person action RPG boasting a richly detailed and deeply explorable fantasy world created using Capcom's RE engines, immersive graphics, groundbreaking character AI systems, and cutting-edge graphics. Dive into the vast and dynamic world where the Arisen is called upon to fulfill a forgotten destiny across the nations of Vermund, the kingdom of humanity, and Batal, the nation of Beastrin. Dragon's Dogma 2 revolves entirely around choice. Your choice, that is. From the sword and shield wielding fighter to the illusion conjuring trickster, there are over 10 unique vocations to choose from that all require experience to unlock new skills. And character customization is out of this world. Literally. Oh, and did I mention that the combat is really in-depth? It isn't just hacking at a giant's ankle for half an hour while you dodge roll attacks. You can engage enemies from a distance, climb up large foes, stab them in their weak points, use the terrain and trick, trip, or throw foes off high cliffs and raging waters. So visit DragonsDogma.com to buy the game and start your epic quest today. That's DragonsDogma.com to learn more.
Open this week. Hello, everyone. And welcome to the Receive Podcast. This week brought to you by Sherry's Berries and MeUndies. Them.
Where are the Sherry's Berries?
Why do you think MeUndies came up with the name MeUndies? Like, was it?
I don't know.
They probably made a typo when saying my.
Maybe they were pirates.
Just stuck with it.
Arr, MeUndies.
I think a caveman, not pirates.
I think they just were a late generation internet business, so they had to come up with something that was like, maybe there's a story behind it. We can look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, MeUndies be bunching in my asshole.
What was that? What was the voice? What was
pirate.
It?
Pirate leprechaun?
Listen. Me arsehole.
Hey, better? Bernie.
Yes.
Nice jacket.
Thanks. You like this jacket?
Yeah. It's very fancy.
Oh, is it like corduroy?
It's very like, I'm wearing a jacket, but I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So this is like one of the lighter jackets that I own. And in December, which is when this podcast is being recorded, it's 80 degrees.
For some reason. I think the I don't give a shit part of that ensemble is the shirt from a candy store that he's wearing under the jacket.
I think it's because I'm wearing black and brown. I had a girlfriend one time that told me I can't wear...
It's...
Where's the black?
What'd you say? I can't wear... Black's a shirt. What color is a shirt?
That's gray. Dark gray.
Yeah, it's gray.
One's black.
It's gray. It's the shortest day of the year.
She told me I couldn't wear gray and blue.
Oh, yeah.
And it is
or
not
no. She told me I couldn't wear gray and khaki. Is that a rule? You can't wear gray and khaki?
Still talk about
no,
that.
I think that's fine.
I don't give a fuck about
you
that.
You think it's okay?
I wouldn't wear, like, beige and khaki.
What's the difference between beige and khaki?
Yeah, what is the difference?
There's not much. Beige, I say, would
is
be more white.
Is khaki a color or is it khaki a fabric?
Isn't khaki, like, a greenish, beige-ish color?
I always think of khaki as just beige.
Me too. Just like brown,
I thought it was
brown
just
pants.
A type
it's got
of
some
pants.
Green in it.
Tan. Tan pants. That's khaki pants.
The most infuriating thing in the world, we're touching kind of on it right now, is going to the fucking store and trying to buy paint if you're painting your house. And it's like, I just want white paint.
But do you want brilliant white?
Which one of these 10 whites
shell.
Do you want?
Right.
Snow.
Fuck.
And then which one of the four variations of the one kind of white that you decided on do you want? Do you
right. What kind of texture do you want on that color?
What kind of gloss would
or
you
gloss.
Like?
There you go.
There's one color that I can't remember it ever.
It's purple.
Red.
Go ahead.
I keep hearing the name of it, and I'm like, what color is that again? And then someone tells me, and I forget immediately.
Chartreuse.
No.
Is that it?
No, it's not.
What's
taupe.
It?
Taupe, yeah.
What color is taupe?
Taupe's like a gray beige.
I thought it was like a purpley beige. Gray.
Barbara, you're not allowed to talk about colors anymore.
Taupe.
Taupe is like a dark... It's like a...
So someone who...
I made one mistake, Bernie.
Someone said their favorite color was taupe. I probably shouldn't know that person. What kind of favorite color is that?
That's like your favorite color is beige. I mean, I'm sure there's somebody's
that's
favorite
like
color.
Your favorite food being bread.
Do people still have favorite colors
yeah.
past the age of like
yeah.
8?
Mine is blue. Thanks for asking.
You really have a favorite color?
Yeah.
I'm with you, Gus. There's just some stuff you don't have.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
If someone presented
have you seen
you,
all the Slimmer guy shirts? They're all blue. I like blue.
Somebody asked me like a year ago who my best friend was. I'm like, my best friend? I was like, well, that guy just sold me a pretty good sandwich. Like, did you have best friends like that? Do you have a best friend, Gus?
Fuck no.
No. You have Esther.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is she your best friend?
Yeah, of course.
Then you do have a best friend.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. We're married. Of course. That's like your default best friend.
Yeah.
That's like elevated best friend.
Who
like,
are you more friends with?
Best friend with benefits.
Are you more friends with Bernie or your dogs?
Oh, definitely my dogs.
Oh, come on.
Is that even a question?
His dogs have been to his house. I haven't been to his house.
My dogs got in trouble this morning. So every year at Christmas, Esther likes to buy the dogs presents. And she wraps up their presents
because
and puts them under
insane.
The tree. And she's posted some photos of Benjamin in the past, like dressed up in like Christmas pajamas and like opening presents. He gets really excited about it.
He doesn't. He doesn't know it's Christmas.
You're excited.
No, he does.
The dog is feeding off of your
energy. Maybe that's what it is. But
it sounds like a nice tradition.
She wrapped up their presents this weekend and put them under the tree along with all the human presents. And this morning I woke up, came downstairs, fed the dogs, walked them, went up to get in the shower, and then I could hear Esther running down the stairs yelling at the dogs. When I got out of the shower, she had Benjamin's present in her hands and the wrapping was all ripped up. And I was like, what happened? She said, I specifically put his presents under the other ones so he wouldn't see it. And he moved all the other presents out of the way, pulled his present out from under the tree, and opened it.
Really?
That was his.
What was it?
It was like a plush toy. Not food, no.
It's a raw steak.
It was dripping blood. No, but it was like a plush dragon toy. And sorry, Benjamin, don't watch this. Talk for Christmas.
He already opened it. He knows.
And he fucking opened it. He pulled his specific present out from the tree and opened it.
Benjamin is like one of the smartest dogs I've ever met. The one time I came over to your house, Esther's like, you want to see something? And I'm like, sure. She goes, Benjamin, go get your steak. And he like trots over to his little bowl of toys and like sifts through them and picks out the steak and brings it over to her.
She tried that when I went over, but he picked up the wrong thing and she got really mad at him.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like you're letting the family down.
When your kids do something dumb in front of people, it's really, you can be kind of hard on
them. It's like that scene in Mulan when she makes an ass of herself. You'll bring honor to us all.
I never saw Mulan.
I've seen that.
Did not bring honor to the family.
I didn't see it either. I didn't see Mulan.
I think Mulan was one of those Disney movies that came out like once I was a little older. Like it wasn't in the Disney prime for me.
Yeah. Like what was the last one you saw?
What was it for you? Like Sorcerer's Apprentice? What was that, Fantasia? I think like for me it's like
no, there was a big gap for Disney movies. Like I don't remember too many Disney animated movies in the 80s. There was a big revival after Little Mermaid.
Yeah, like what happened after like Lion King? Like because it was like Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, all that stuff.
Aladdin.
Yeah,
that was like golden era for some.
They themselves call it the golden age of Disney, don't they?
I think the golden age of Disney was back in the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck days, right?
You think they were raking in that much buns back then?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the princess stuff is when they really started to hit their stride.
Was like Cinderella and stuff.
Cinderella, Little Mermaid. All those things.
Yeah, the difference
between Cinderella and
Little
Mermaid is
a huge gap. It's like a couple decades.
Yeah.
A couple?
It's a long stride.
Like a generation or two?
But there wasn't much in the 80s, though, Disney-wise. They came out. I think Little Mermaid was like 90?
What was that one with the dragon?
What?
Peach Dragon?
Peach Dragon.
When was that? Was that the 80s?
No, that was in the 70s.
Was Lady and the Tramp Disney?
Yeah.
Was that in the 80s?
Yeah. It might have been 80s.
Which one?
Is that
Lady and the Tramp? Yeah.
There's a little deficit, though. Like, they weren't really strong, like, in the 40s and 50s with that Mickey Mouse shit. And then they really dropped off big time.
They relied on the theme park.
Snow White.
Cinderella.
Did you
ran out of, like... Isn't it ironic that Disney's biggest hits are, like, public domain stories? And then they make them, and then now they're no longer public domain. Or the stuff that Disney does is not public domain.
It's quite suspect.
Because it keeps getting pushed out, you know.
Yeah, seems like the copyright on Mickey Mouse or the trademark on Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Should have expired by now, but...
Yeah, the way public domain laws is, Mickey Mouse should have passed in the public domain about 20 years ago.
Why hasn't it?
Because Disney keeps, like, lobbying to have the copyright law extended. Basically, now they've got it to, nothing moves into public domain until you can no longer make money from it, basically, which is everything forever. You know? Like, I mean, what if Shakespeare's plays, you had to, like, pay Shakespeare's descendants money in order to perform a Shakespeare play?
I think you should pay as a state.
Cash in.
It's public domain at this point.
They invalidated the copyright on Happy Birthday, right? On the song Happy Birthday?
I didn't know that. Did they do that?
I think so.
Yeah.
It was like 2 months. That? Oh, you might have been out. You might have been gone when that happened.
I might have been gone.
Who owned it? Some family owned it, and you had to pay royalties to them. That's why lots of restaurants will not sing Happy Birthday.
Because
they don't license the song.
Yeah.
It's a stupid world.
Did you see?
It's a big dumb idiot world.
There was a, speaking dumb. Of big dumb idiot world, there was.
He
a,
just literally said though that you should pay Shakespeare's estate, and then when you hear about somebody that has to pay for happy birthday, you're saying it's
that's
stupid.
Absurd.
Yeah, I think it's stupid. You shouldn't pay Shakespeare.
guy's dead. There was a one of those. You know, right now we're getting ramped up for the U.S. presidential elections next year. So there's lots
I'm
of
totally getting ramped
political
up.
News going on.
So excited.
There's you know there's all those different companies that go around performing. Surveys and polls asking people their opinion on various policies and how they're going to vote.
They don't ask me.
There was one group, I forget what group it was now, but I read this story last week. There was one group that amongst all their questions to eligible voters, one of their questions was, do you support the U.S. bombing Agrabah?
I was thinking about that, yeah, when we were talking about Disney
yeah.
movies.
Disney
yeah.
movies, yeah.
And Agrabah, of course, is the fictional city that, or the fictional country that Aladdin takes place in. And, yeah. Some voters supported the U.S. bombing Agrabah, which is just baffling to me.
I think you could put, should the U.S. bomb and then anything, and there's some people who always say yes. They, I mean, they really just want to watch us go to war. Like, there's a lot of people, I think, that they feel like war is good for America. Like, it helps us.
Like, it unites
It, like,
America?
Stimulates the economy.
Keeps everyone on their toes.
Keeps yeah. everyone down.
I don't know, just like, or it like, creates the, or perpetuates the idea of American greatness. Mm-hmm. You know, exceptionality.
If there was a bomb headed right for Austin, and it was just going to just take out the whole city, and it was going to land in like an hour and a half, would you finish this podcast?
An hour and a half? Yeah. No, I would go see my kids.
Oh, okay. You wouldn't be like the oh. band on the Titanic playing
I'll
all the way to the
drive
bomb.
To Round Rock.
You mean you get out of the blast radius?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense, actually.
I assume you wouldn't stop at Round Rock. I assume you'd keep driving.
Yeah, you know. I'd probably drive away from where the bomb was hitting.
No, she would go right to the leaving Austin City Limits sign and go. Well,
I would just
good.
Put on some sunglasses I'm and just set. Watch the world burn.
Good job, Barbara.
Wait, what makes you think about that? Because have you been playing a lot of Fallout?
No, I was just thinking. just thinking about war. And I was like, how bothered would I be?
The beginning of Fallout's tremendous.
How bothered would I be by war?
You would try to leave?
By nuclear war. How bothered would you be by the apocalypse?
I mean, there's a nuke coming in. You're not doing anything about it. You're going to die.
No, you're probably going to die.
You're not going to become a ghoul. I found a kid in a fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I found a kid in the fridge, too.
What was he doing in there?
I really hope someone just turned on the podcast right
how
now.
How did he... Oh, I've talked about Fallout, by the way. I didn't actually find a kid in a fridge.
There you go.
He was in the kid for 200 years.
How did he live? Did he not eat? The ghouls not eat?
I don't think ghouls don't eat. I don't think they eat. Yeah.
Well, he was, like, boring. Frozen, you know, like Austin Powers was.
No, he was just in, like, in a fridge, like, in a junkyard.
Yeah, he was like, let me out.
And it was, like, the side of the road.
It's yeah, like, it wasn't even, like, that isolated. Like, anybody would have... How many assholes walked by
he was next
years?
To a pack of Raiders.
Yeah, I was not that far away. There was, like, I had just defended a checkpoint, like, 15 feet away. I could hear, like, hey, help me.
I executed his family.
You know what might be... Did you really? Did you take him home and execute the family?
I do crazy stuff in Fallout. Like, I know I'm playing good all the way. I'm being, like, really nice guy, like, really polite, like, helping everyone. But I'll quick save before, like, every decision and just go mental. Like, so, like, I took him back to his family. They're like, thank you so much. And I, like, shotgunned his dad's head off. And I was like, oh. And I just reload the checkpoint so it never happened.
Jesus, that's terrible.
Do you ever do stuff like that?
No.
Like, I've shot the fat man into so much stuff.
Never.
I've shot it, like, 100 times. And you only find, like, 10 mini nukes the whole game.
I got, like, 80 mini nukes in my... workshop 80. At back at Sanctuary Hills.
Can you make them?
That's what you do. You like get a weapon, you immediately use it. I don't use anything ever.
Well, that's no fun.
I don't even carry my fat man with me. It's like if I need it,
you
like,
suck.
I gotta go back
it
and get it.
It should be
and
mandatory
then come
that you have that on you all the time.
It's 40 pounds.
It's the fat man. You might need it for like a death claw. Or
I'm
something.
A horrible scavenger. I'm like constantly picking up every piece of junk in every map. And to the point where some of my companions are complaining about it now.
Like they're going to have an intervention.
Yeah, MacReady and Curie. They both complain at me going, why are you picking up all this junk? What's wrong with you? I must be able to build like 60 settlements. And since we're talking about Fallout, can I just say, if I reviewed games, I would reduce, and I don't review games, I would reduce Fallout 4 a full rating point by how bad the settlement minigame is in that game. I can't fucking stand that.
What problem are you having with it?
That it constantly, they constantly like give me like quest after quest after quest.
Oh, yeah.
To like go, and is it they're all the same three quests?
Well, yeah, and then the most infuriating part is when you get the Minuteman ones, and he's like, hey, I got something different for you.
Yeah.
He's like, nope. You don't.
You really don't.
I've done that a million times.
Why? Are they troubled by ghouls? Wow, that's crazy. No, raiders. That's
so is it just infinite? Or you actually eventually stop?
No, listen, I think I probably have like 80 minute quests.
What's funny is I avoid that guy. Like anytime I have to go into my settlement, if I see him in the distance, I run away. Then he can't get close to me to give me a quest.
If he gets an earshot, he can just talk and you pick up the quest. And
let me ask you something about, are you like based in Sanctuary?
I'm not anymore. Now I'm, my main one's the castle.
I should send that guy away.
Yeah, you can just move him, right?
Yeah, I'll do that. Okay.
But
problem solved.
Do you find it annoying when they're just hanging out in your house?
I do. And that dude, Preston.
He comes in, he just goes in and like sits at the bar, and I'm like, get out of my house! This is where my family live!
This is my house!
Pisses me off!
Yeah, like there's some dude sleeping on a sleeping bag next to my son's crib. I'm like,
why'd you put a sleeping bag by the crib, though?
Well, because I was going to sleep there.
Oh, that's cute.
It's nice. But then you come in, there's like some dude who's busy. You know, he's all tired from farming potatoes all day.
Why do they call them potatoes?
Because I think they're cross between potatoes and tomatoes.
They call them potatoes in the game?
Yeah.
Wow, that would piss me off.
But why?
Because it's like you're not shortening the right thing. You know, people say potatoes, maybe,
or taters. It's a combination
potatoes
of
is better than potatoes?
Hell yeah, it is. At least you know what you're talking about.
Do you though?
Potatoes is way more confusing than potatoes.
If I was at Thanksgiving dinner and one of my relatives, who I hadn't seen in like 10 years, said, pass me the potatoes, I would punch them in the face.
He would get a potato right down his throat.
I would go over the top of the table and just fucking hit him square in the face.
But if he said potatoes, you'd be okay?
Well, potatoes are a post-apocalyptic combination of tomatoes and potatoes.
Oh, I didn't know
that.
So
what's corn?
That makes more sense.
Because that's still called corn.
It's just corn.
It's just corn.
But
there's stuff that selectively got fucked up. Like, have you seen the dolphin sharks on the beach and stuff?
No.
Dolphin sharks?
Yeah, they're like sharks that look like dolphins a little bit.
Do they have tobacco?
Let me ask you another thing.
Cats are perfectly fine, though, dogs. Totally fine.
Did your Brahmin get stuck on the roof?
Yeah, my Brahmin's on the roof.
I don't know how to get to it.
You know what might be my new favorite form of media anywhere? Is going into people's Xbox Live profiles and watching their clips. Just watching raw clips that they decide. Because it's always like you record something, like literally, oh, I thought that was neat. Or, oh, I thought that was funny. And so that's all it is. It's like a highlight reel of just funny, stupid stuff. Or if you case of like Gavin, it's Grand Theft Auto 5 and you're running over women in bikinis on the beach.
There like just happens to be a lot of women in bikinis on the beach.
That's true. That's
I was
where they
running
would
over
be.
Everyone.
Endlessly running over people on the beach. I do not understand what you're doing. But anyway, I went through and I watched your Fallout 4 clips, and I saw one of your screenshots was your Brahmin on the roof, and I was like, yeah, my Brahmin's on the roof.
That was I was having this thing where I would I moved my fast travel pad to like really convenient, so it was really close to all my stuff, so you could fast travel into Sanctuary and you're like right there.
Isn't the default fast travel really close to all the stuff anyway?
Yeah, is it?
I guess I moved it just even closer, and I realized that very early on in the game, I accidentally tried to rob this woman who was in Sanctuary. I was like trying to get money off her, and I failed the speech check.
Oh yeah.
And she said, no, I'm not giving you that, you piece of filth, whatever. And then I have no speech options with her anymore. Like, I'll spawn into Sanctuary and she'll be like, oh, the would-be robber. And I was like, oh yeah, I robbed you that time, I tried to rob you, I forgot. And it got to the point where like I'm fast traveling there like maybe like 100 times since I played the game. Every time I'd load in, oh, the would-be robber. I was like, it got to like the 90th time, and I just obliterated her right in front of everyone. I turned her into goop, and then I picked up like some of her body, and I put it on the table in my house.
How'd you pick it up?
Just whole day.
Oh, and then you get. I was wondering how you move stuff, like you do with A.
But it was just like, I had so much patience for so long, and then I was like, I'm going to.
You don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah, I put a grenade
in
there.
Are you using an Elite controller, by the way?
I am.
I finally found the use for the paddles.
Sprint.
Sprint and for holding your breath when you're sniping.
Stimpex.
Like, so both the thumbsticks.
Yeah, basically both thumbsticks. I mapped those to beneath the controller.
And that's what I did too.
Yeah, it worked out really, really well.
I also have crouch on my lower bumper and jump on my upper bumper. So I'm like...
Upper bumper.
Upper bumper.
What?
What?
Upper bumper.
I use mine for stimpack.
There's two bumpers?
Two and two.
You mean your paddles?
Yeah, that's what you're
okay, about. I thought there was like another bumper added to the...
No.
And I just didn't know about that.
I said bumper.
You said bumpers, but that's okay. I get it now.
You said upper bumper?
You just confused me.
Upper bumper.
I use mine for Stimpak.
Wait, well, how do you map it to Stimpak?
Because you can map items to the D-pad. So I map Stimpak to right D-pad, then I map right D-pad to the paddle. Do you ever use the D-pad?
Yeah, but you have to select it, don't you? You have to go like down and then press A on it.
Right, so that's my down, and then I hit A.
So I did something really funny that I actually recorded I might cut it into a video. I was, Dan was over, and he was playing Fallout, and so was I. And I was like, oh, I should show Dan the app for the iPad or the iPhone where you can do your Pip-Boy and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, let me connect. And all of a sudden, my Pip-Boy was the wrong color, and I was like, oh, I'm connected to Dan's Xbox. And I started screwing with him so hard.
That's fantastic.
Like, he would be in the middle of a fight, and I'd wait, and I'd be like, Fat Man. He'd pull out his Fat Man and shoot it, and he'd be like, what happened?
Oh, my
and
God.
And I got to the point where, like, I was doing it, and he couldn't figure out what was going on, but I was going, like, and I couldn't keep it together, so I went and hid in the kitchen. And I was just doing stuff blind, so I was like, oh, Stimpaks. And I was just, like, blowing all his Stimpaks. I must have used, like, 100 Stimpaks.
Oh, my God.
And I could just hear him in the other room going, what is going on?
Stop. Did you actually record it?
Yeah, I recorded it.
Yeah.
That's really
funny. Injecting himself again and again and again.
Yeah, I was doing so much stuff. I was, like, making him... I dropped his wedding ring at one point.
Oh, really? That seems like... You still keep that in your inventory the entire time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too. There's one thing I won't, like, drop out of there. I don't know why. It seems important for that character. But do you have an Alexa?
Yeah.
So it comes with a remote that you just don't ever use.
Oh, mine didn't come
with that. You probably just threw it in a drawer.
Oh, maybe.
Are you talking about the Amazon Echo?
Echo, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I call it an Alexa, sorry. But it's the Amazon
Echo.
Well,
that's the name that you call
it. It is.
Right?
The name of it is Alexa. And I wonder what that is. Like, why didn't they have it just be Echo? Like,
yeah,
and talk to Echo. But maybe I bought the remote separately, but the remote has a microphone on it. So from somewhere in the house, you can just, like, talk to it. But one of the things you can say to the Echo is... You can say, Simon says, and then say anything, and it repeats you.
Yeah.
So with that microphone, you can just like, oh, yeah, it'll say whatever you say. It'll just repeat exactly what you say,
so
but
you
in her voice.
Like, I'm going to slit your throat.
It's like, oh, I gave Teddy like a 10-minute lecture about don't complain and eat your food. Like while we were all out of the room, I should have recorded it because he totally thought he was having a conversation. And to him, it was totally normal to have a conversation with this little pylon sitting in the corner of the room. He's just talking away with it, and I'm just like sending messages to him and
what
stuff
kind of
like
stuff
that.
Can you do with that thing?
I love it. I think it's probably one of the best speech recognition tools that exists because you can just like you'll. In fact, I have a problem because I'll be like. In my office here, and I'll just stop and say Alexa and start to ask a question. They're like, oh, she's not in the room. So
shoot, I'm using that thing too much.
And it's mainly for the time, more than anything else, because I'm so used to at home going, Alexa, what time is it? And then she tells me
you
what time
it is. You have a clock at home?
What's that?
Well, it's just easier to talk.
I don't know, just ask it, like, or timers and stuff like that. She does all that stuff.
And plays music and everything.
Plays music.
Audiobooks?
Yep. Audiobooks is
huge. You control hue lights also, right?
Yeah, but I don't have any of that stuff. So
that's what I'm most interested in.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I don't want colored lights in my house.
It's
anyway.
Not even just about color.
Forget
you can
the
have
color.
It be white.
Just be like in bed and turn all the lights off from the bed.
That's pretty
nice.
Cool.
All the lights off? Well, how many lights in your house are Hue lights?
I have
I
don't five.
Have plugged in right now.
You have five?
Yeah.
Were they Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can also set like
I'll
timers that way they turn
and
on
be
and
amazing.
Off automatically. That way, like
you can geofence so they turn on when you come in the house.
That's pretty cool.
And they turn off when you leave.
The next thing I'm probably going to upgrade is. I just found out that there's like equivalent of a Nest, but for sprinkler systems, and I want that because then it would tell me like how much water I'm using.
Don't they already have like automated sprinkler systems?
Well, they have that, yeah. But then it's like you control it from your phone. They also have automatic thermostats. I mean, those were working just fine before Nest came along.
There's now a Roomba that you can control with your phone.
Roomba.
Is it an actual Roomba?
Why would you need to control it with your phone? Doesn't it just go and? Not?
You can schedule it, yeah. But sometimes I might be at work and be like, oh man, the house was kind of dusty this morning.
I used to own a Roomba years ago, and my favorite thing about it was I would use it as an alarm clock.
Yeah, I used to do that.
Because it's like, there's no snoozing that. It's like, when it gets up, you're like, fuck, I'm awake now, and there's no going back to sleep.
What happened to yours?
We gave it to my in-laws.
Oh. Why?
We moved, and in the house we moved to, we didn't want it scuffing up our baseboards, because lots of times it hits the baseboard and then leaves it black.
Chris Damaris has a Roomba, but he attached a stuffed animal raccoon to it and calls it his Raccoomba.
That's very Chris.
There was nothing else to that story. I just wanted to tell you that.
That was the whole thing?
Yeah.
Beginning to end.
Raccoomba.
So have you guys finished Fallout? Have you finished Fallout?
Yeah.
Have you finished Fallout? I'm way behind because it came out. It came out and then I literally the next day left for the Amazing Race. So it was like 30 days of, being away. And
thinking about Fallout?
Thinking about Fallout, Barbara. Yes, I was thinking about Fallout. But it was one thing that like when I came back like really grabbed me and I've been playing Fallout non-freaking-stop. It's been unbelievable. But it's a great game. I've been having a blast with it. But that fucking settlement stuff drives me crazy.
Taking a little break from it right now. I'm playing Rise of the Tomb Raider. I'm almost done with that.
So what is that? Is that's a new Tomb Raider game?
Yeah.
You see the Xbox stats they put out where you can punch in your gamer tag and it tells you your stats for the year?
Yeah, mine's kind of fucked up. It says I've been gaming with Xbox since 1900.
Mine says the same thing. Were you a beta tester?
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we're beta testers.
Like, yeah, our start date predates the launch.
Xbox Live, yeah. Mine says I've been gaming since 1900
as
well.
It said I gamed this year for over 8,000 hours, but I'm pretty sure I just left it on.
Yeah.
8,000 hours?
You probably logged into Xbox Live.
Yeah, I think mine was like 3,600 or 3,700.
Oh, cool.
Yep, there it is.
Oh, that's yours?
Yeah, 3,300. There you go. I was inflating my numbers. But obviously it counts like it's just on.
Wow.
Since 1900.
Yeah, mine says the same thing.
Yeah, but it's like, I think that counts like anytime you watch TV or Netflix or whatever, as long as it's on.
Dude, I love, man. The Xbox is like such a perfect platform. It's just like one box. It pretty much does everything, you know. Which I guess is why they call it the One.
Yeah, it's gonna be a piece of shit that we're cursing this weekend when it's taken offline by hackers.
What?
Wait, what?
Oh, they threatened to bring it down.
Yeah, you know what's gonna happen again, right? Now that someone has taken PSN and Xbox Live offline on Christmas Day before, now it's gonna be like the thing everyone does.
Yeah, it was offline late last week.
I know. I was trying to watch fucking. I was trying to watch some movies, some digital movies I own, and I couldn't fucking watch them.
I had a moment, too, that was kind of like, I'm even remiss to bring it up, but where I couldn't play Fallout because I was trying to sync my my games, my save games. I was like, so I went upstairs. I was like, forget it, I'll just play upstairs. And there was just like, even though I own the game, that's my home Xbox, and I bought it on that Xbox. It was like, sorry, I can't play this. You can't get to the core services. So it was like, I had a Pip-Boy from the Fallout thing, and it has a disc in it. I put the disc in, worked fine. Like, and no issues whatsoever.
So, digital copies still suck, basically.
Yeah, when shit goes down, it sucks when you own it and you can't play it because it pretends like you don't own it.
If you pull the plug out and, like, disconnect properly, does it still do that?
I don't know. I put it in the disc.
Mm.
I would have probably told your story if I'd done that. Probably would have said that.
Slightly different story.
When are Xbox One's going to go on sale?
They went on sale now. 2 years ago.
They're $299 now.
I mean, like, cheaper. They're $299 now?
Yeah, you can go for $299, I think, right?
Like $400 when they came out?
I think so. Yeah.
Did you just ask when they're going to go on sale?
Like, when are they going to be on sale?
Like, when are they going to be a discount?
Not when they're going to be sold.
They don't put Kinect in anything anymore. That's a big deal. Like, I just bought one of the Elite ones, and...
They didn't put it in that?
No, there's no Kinect in it. If not, I threw it away by accident. Oops.
How much do you use your Kinect, though?
All the time, I say, sign in as Gavin.
There we go.
Okay. And it's quicker than me figuring out the stupid new dashboard and then doing my passcode.
There you go.
Gotcha.
The dashboard, I do like the new dashboard. I was at first when I saw it, I was like, but it's like so much information and functionality that they have to squeeze into one screen. It's like, I thought they did an okay job.
And I hate it when they take crap out. Like, I like that I could go to settings from the start menu. You press start on anything. You go down like three times in one setting.
I just pinned all that shit a long time ago.
Now it's like over to the left. All the way down to the bottom, and then like in that menu is settings. It's like
it's better now that it's faster. It sucked before when it was like
sucks now.
Wait, okay, fuck, wrong screen.
It resets my privacy settings almost every time.
I fucking sometimes. Hate that.
So I'll say
yeah, that sucks because when we had Fallout 4, we got it early. We had to block everything, and it just kept constantly resetting mine.
So I'll be like, I only want to receive notifications, party notifications, sign-in notifications from my favorites, which I only have a few, so I hardly see them.
All right, hold on. Who are Gavin's favorites on Xbox Live?
I would say Dan, Gus, Bernie.
Oh, God, you give me way too much credit.
You actually are my favorite.
Me too.
I don't know if I picked him. I think it's just like frequently.
I would assume Gavin would accept party invites from you.
But I do get notification when you come online. All
right.
But then all of a sudden...
Wait, is that, am I in it? Your favorites? Awful. You know, you're in mine.
I am?
Yeah, you are. How do you feel about that?
Maybe you just don't... Maybe you are, and I just haven't seen you.
Oh, maybe you are.
Why don't we go right now and check on your profile?
Am I in your favorites?
I'll do it. Get me an Xbox. We'll have a look at who my favorites are. No, of course not.
I haven't turned on my Xbox in like 2 years.
But anyway, I'll be like doing this, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, Michael's online. Cool. Half an hour later, oh, Ryan's online. And then all of a sudden, it'll be like, boop, 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 boop. And I'll be like, what happened? And it just resets mid-game. To everyone sending me notifications. So I end up having to disable notifications because I can't fix it immediately.
Yeah.
I have to wait for like a day and then it works.
So weird.
You have a lot of problems with Xbox Live, I've noticed.
I have an unbelievable amount of problems with that console.
It frustrates you.
It sucks.
You know what I found out just recently? I found out because the thing with Blaine with the Star Wars prank. which, by the way, we didn't talk about until the after show.
You wanted to talk about it so bad during the actual God. Show.
I like how it was brought up and you just hear you going,
the EA, the team behind Battlefront, somebody there saw the video and was like, we're going to send Blaine a Darth Vader PS4, like a limited edition one. So they sent it to him. And then we got some codes to give away too. And so I thought, okay. They said, here's for your team. And I said, okay, well, and they gave me a ton of them. So I was like, okay, I'll give them away to the team. And then whatever is left, we'll give away on Twitter. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm sure we're not going to run through like 80 of these codes. They gave us a ton of codes. I found out most of our office, when I asked, used PS4 for people who wanted the codes. Most people at the company run PS4.
Interesting.
I found that surprising.
Yeah, because we seem to be very Xbox focused.
Well, according to the audience, yeah, we're like
fanboys.
We're up Xbox's ass and everything else. But yeah, no, that actually did surprise me though, that like most of the company uses a PS4.
Hmm.
I mean, I have a PS4, but I just prefer to use the Xbox just because, and I admit it, it's totally because of achievements. They hooked me early, and it's like,
you're in that ecosystem.
I have my gaming historical record is on Xbox, mm-hmm. and I don't want to go over to PS4 and not have that history. Even though I never fucking look at it, I still like knowing that it's there.
For me, I like achievements never grab me. It's just that's like the default system for me. It's just like, all right, that's it. You know, of course, I'll play exclusives.
I do like the PS4 platform. Controller, though. I have to admit, I like it a lot.
It's a good controller. Yeah. I'm glad that they incorporated some of that stuff in the Xbox One controller, like the mini stereo jack. You know, they launched with that on the PS4.
Yep.
And now they finally have that on the Xbox One controller.
How do you change the volume on it, though?
You have to go through the settings. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, get a chat pad.
You either have the puck.
Mm. Oh, chat pad.
No, get the chat pad now. They have a chat pad for the Xbox One controllers. Mm. As soon as those come out, I buy them for every controller.
Chat pad.
Like, I love those things.
Mm-hmm.
I hate, like, whenever I get to a keyboard or I got to type in, like, one of those 5x5 codes,
mm-hmm.
if I have to do that, that's just no fucking way. Like, now I only type in 5x5 codes, like, on the Xbox.com site.
Oh, then you copy-paste.
Yeah, that's the only thing I do.
It's much easier.
Yeah.
I just liked it for Minecraft signs, being able to quickly write on a sign.
Isn't there an app called, like, Xbox Glass or something where you could type?
Smart Glass.
Yeah,
if it was instant, it'd be good, but it just takes too long to connect.
Which is why I thought, like, the Pip-Boy app was going to be a piece of shit, because, like, Smart Glass is slow and it's got that delay.
Pip-Boy is really responsive.
It's really fast. It's really weird.
I didn't find myself using it very much.
No. It's just kind of...
It's a gimmick.
Yeah, inconvenience. Well, then you drain your battery on your phone.
Yeah, it would rinse it.
Yeah.
It took my iPad down in a couple of hours.
Have you seen those new phone cases? We haven't talked about this. The new phone cases for
the hump?
iPhones with the hump on them?
Yeah.
It's really weird looking. You haven't
They're
seen
like
them?
It's like
$100. It's like a Mophie, but made by Apple.
Right.
And it means you can like see the battery level as like a separate battery in the iPhone.
And where's the hump on it?
On the back.
Like on the back.
Yeah. But like in the middle or at the top?
Yeah, in the middle.
Weird.
Yeah, I guess that's where the battery is. But it's like a soft silicone case.
Instead of only
like
for a hard case like the Mophie. Not the 6 Plus.
There it is.
Okay. I was picturing like a humpback.
Oh,
it's going to be all curved.
It's got a lightning connector on it instead of like the little micro USB like a Mophie.
That's pretty cool.
What I read was that since it's made by Apple and it integrates with the phone, that, you know, a Mophie... Okay, this is going to sound really stupid. A Mophie works by, like, charging your phone, right?
Yeah.
That this, since it's made by Apple, your phone runs off of that battery when it's active. Like, it doesn't have an on-off switch.
Oh.
Just...
That's it.
Yeah, it can. It's being used as an external
power
source.
Is that better or worse or the same?
I like being able to control when the battery is being used.
Well, they say that supposedly it doesn't go through another charge cycle of your onboard iPhone battery since it's running off of that battery and just...
It just drains slower?
Right. So you're just going through one power cycle, one recharge cycle instead of two.
I heard a rumor. I don't know if this is like if there's anything to back this up, but that the next iteration of the iPhone is going to have a lightning cable for headphones now.
What do you think about that, Bernie? You want to argue about this?
I think usually
rumors
about the iPhone tend to be true. That's what I think.
Yeah, like the port is no longer a headphone port, but a lightning cable.
I didn't care about that until my headphones broke the other week, and I just had to buy new headphones, and now I hope they stick with mini stereo.
Well, it's just like, I don't use the iPhone headphones ever.
Well, the new iPhone will come with those headphones.
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, the iPhone, when you get
it always
the
comes with headphones.
Always comes with headphones.
Yeah, but you'll break those immediately.
But also, like, what if you don't like using those? Like, I personally like using the headphones that cover my whole ears, especially on planes.
Listen, I don't like the lightning cable. I wish that Apple would move to the micro USB, because everything else I own in my house.
Lightning cable is great. It works in either way.
That doesn't matter. But it doesn't matter.
How many times on the other one were you like?
The convenience of that is destroyed by the fact that I have to have a special cable.
But a micro USB cable is a special cable.
No, I already have micro USB cables for everything else.
For what?
Xbox controllers.
Okay. One.
Charging a lot of devices, they have it.
What's that?
Like those portable batteries you could bring for your phone. That's usually my...
My Mophie takes one as well.
Two.
Yeah.
Some of my hard drives take them. Not all of them, but some of them do.
Hard drive from 10 years ago, maybe? Sure.
What? I guess they do. Most of the ones I do. That's a good point. Most of the ones I do have USB 3.
And you stole that one from me.
What's that?
USB 3 cable.
Do I have your cable? What?
You remember this? You asked to borrow a hard drive. I lent you a USB 3 hard drive with a cable. You gave me back just the hard drive. And I was like, where's the cable? You're like, yeah, I kept that.
That seems like a smart move.
You fucking asshole.
I have like 5 devices that are Lightning.
What do you... You have more... You don't have one that takes the fucking iPhone cable, though. What takes that?
My iPhone, my iPad, my Apple Watch charger.
Your Apple Watch charger? What are you talking about?
Like the circle?
That's not a Lightning cable. It's USB to circle.
USB to circle.
Where's the Lightning part of that?
So, no, the circle, and then you flip up the middle, and you put the watch on it, and there's a Lightning cable into the back.
No. Do you have an Apple Watch?
Fuck no.
Is this a special cable you bought?
It's a Lightning cable.
Is it, but the charger? Like, is this the standard charger?
Yeah.
The one with the circle.
He just said it was a circle.
I know it's a circle, but it's just a.
And then it has the boop and the
boop. No, not that. The dock.
Anybody over there?
Apple Watch? What dock? What are you talking about?
They're looking confused. They have no idea. Control room's lost.
There's no such thing as an
Apple. That thing.
No, that's not it. But it's similar. The Apple
that
one.
Was really
the one made by Apple.
That looks like something somebody in Star Wars would hold in their hand. And it would, like, communicate with somebody in another solar system.
The remote for...
Spoiler.
Remote for
people
Apple
in new
TV.
Star Wars talk to each other.
Apple TV remote and Magic Mouse.
You're naming all Apple products.
I'm
all
saying there's a lot
Apple
of stuff.
Only Apple products use a Lightning cable. Of course he's going to name Apple products.
I'm saying I've got more devices with that cable than you do with my
PSP. I have a Nexus tablet that doesn't use it as well. Since you're going to name your iPad, I have a Nexus tablet, which you have as well because we were giving them as gifts. Right? Did you not? I took mine from that conference where we're not supposed to take
How
them.
How much shit do you have?
I left mine in the hotel room because I was never going to use it.
Are you serious?
What?
I ended up with... I ended up with like 3 Nexus tablets I was given as gifts.
What am I
going to
do with that, though?
Give it to your friend Barbara.
Use it for anything.
But I don't need. It's like another device I don't need.
You could like mount it to the wall and just have it constantly running the Hue app. That way, it's like your light switch.
That's
I already
what
have that.
Do that already.
That's why I bring it up.
Hey, let me say this though. We were at an event where everyone there got Nexus tablets. It was like 100 people. We all got Nexus tablets. And it was really cool. And we had to follow along the presentations that day on the Nexus tablet. And they said, oh, and you can keep yours at the end of the day. I was like, oh, that's really cool.
Gavin goes,
and Gavin's like, ugh, leave it in the hotel room. Now, if they'd have said, okay, everybody, some of you will be able to take home the Nexus tablet. But Gavin was not on the list of people who got to take home the tablet. He would have been infuriated. Even though he didn't want it, you would have been infuriated if you had not.
Just from principle.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I'm a bit miffed now. Didn't want the thing. No, it's honestly, it's like if you gave me like a... I don't know, name another phone. I just wouldn't use it. I'd stick with my iPhone.
Samsung 6.
Yeah, I just wouldn't use it. I mean, I'd probably just give it to someone.
But not a Nexus. You wouldn't give that to anybody.
Yeah, you wouldn't bring that back, to an office full of people who would love it.
So much junk from that junk trip that I think I couldn't fit it in or something.
I had a first, by the way. We had a group of friends that all group messaged each other. And it was about 10 people on the group message. Everybody was iPhone. Because it was blue. And I was like, this is a good group of friends.
You stick with them, they're solid.
You could leave group messages now, can't you?
What?
You can mute them and leave them, yeah.
You can name them and everything.
You
basically
used to
build
not
a chat
be able
room.
To lose them. I mean, leave them.
Yeah, you can leave it, you can name it, all that stuff.
There was nothing more annoying than getting looped into a fucking group chat that you don't want to be a part of. It's like, great, now I got to deal with my phone making noise because people are saying, people I don't give a fuck about are saying shit I don't care about.
We were talking about something, like everyone was. And I was kind of just watching the conversation go by, and it was like back and forth, a bunch of people. And then you chimed in, and you just said, unsubscribe. That was all you wrote.
Fuck, man. I hate that shit. I hate being looped into a conversation I don't care about.
So, like, every day of your life?
Every day of my life.
This right now?
Yeah. This podcast. The past 7 years of my life.
Oh.
So Fallout's good. I gave it 1 point less because of the stupid settlement shit. I don't like being told when I'm in the middle of a quest that another quest has started and then I failed it.
I've never gone to one. I just let them die.
Yeah, and then it's like I don't like being told I'm failing a quest when I honestly don't want the fucking quest to begin.
Do you really have 80 mini nukes?
I can find out how many I have. I have not used one. Not one.
Why?
I even have an.
It's like saying, oh, there's this really fun gun. I'll just put it away and not use it.
Because I'm going to wait until I fight the big boss at the end of the game, which is like a big monster, whatever that is.
The big monster.
I know it's good. See, that's what Doom did to me. Doom taught me to hoard all my fucking weapons till the end.
You know what I did?
The way you play is way better. I admit it.
Do you know what I did in the final boss battle?
What?
I used mini nukes because I still had some.
Yeah, I know. I'll use them.
How do you, like in that game, when you want to craft mini nukes, how many lightning cables does that take? Is that like four?
I even have a special fat man that
how do you charge your watch?
Does irradiated irradiated damage as well. Which I'm like, it's a nuke. It already comes with some radiation damage, doesn't it?
Yeah,
like an irradiated fat man.
Because when you fire it, like the Geiger counter starts ticking.
I have the best weapon in Fallout.
What do you have?
I have a sniper rifle that has a range of about 220.
Yeah.
And it does 20 points of area damage because the bullets explode when it hits something.
Where'd you get that?
I found the base sniper rifle and then like took all my mods off of everything else and then loaded this thing up. Mm. It's like, it's perfect. And even like, it's got that, have you gotten the recon scope, which is the like the lowest scope, where when you zoom in on somebody, it tags them and then you can see wherever they go from that point on.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have a shotgun that can hold all of its ammo in the chamber.
Oh yeah.
So you never have to.
It's an endless one. Or I named it my pistol that does that bottomless.
Yeah.
And then I found a shotgun, but I have one that's got a damage modifier that like way better. I have a double barrel shotgun that does 15 points of incendiary damage and lights things on fire too. That thing's fucking awesome. I love that game.
It's good. The problem I have with the settlement building is I can never build walls in a straight line.
I feel you.
It's like, oh, that. I built this house. It's slightly askew. It's not on the foundation.
You get to that last corner, and it's like this.
Yeah, it's like, fuck. Why doesn't it snap like in
a
straight line?
It does snap, though.
Right, it does snap, but like, why doesn't it snap in a straight line?
I don't know.
Just play The Sims a few times for practice. You'll be good to go.
I believe me. Build a house. Plenty of experience with The Sims.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Yeah,
I don't need that again.
I'm with you. It's like, I don't like, if I get to the end of a quest, I don't kill a family or anything like that. But if I walk into a town and some dude does that, the NPC does the walk by where they look at you and they walk by and they go, nice clothes. I'm like, thanks. And then I reload immediately. If anybody talks any shit to me in that game, I immediately just turn around and shoot them.
Got my eye on you. You better watch your step.
Oh, really? Bing, bing, bing. Yeah, I don't know. Some of that game turns you into like just an awful, violent person.
I'll be careful. You'll be dead. here, I'm going to read this. I want to remind everyone, this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Christmas is just a couple days away. I don't have them. Are you still looking for the perfect gift that everyone will
not
love?
Not good enough.
Where do you get this perfect gift?
Sherry's Berries.
Are there any here?
There aren't. As far as I don't know. No berries.
Oh, okay. My God.
Chaos. We ate them all last week. We ate them all last time. Where do you get this perfect gift? It's all online. No mall, no parking wars, no lines. We're talking about Sherry's Berries, and you still have time to order. Get Sherry's Berries sweet, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99. That's a 40% savings. The berries are fresh, juicy, and dripped in dark, white, milk chocolatey deliciousness. Sprinkled with decadent toppings like chocolate chips and chopped nuts. You can double the berries for just $10 more. To get this deal, go to berries.com and use special code TEETH. Sherry's Berries has holiday gifts that will bring joy to everyone on your list. There's more than just berries. They got snowman brownie pops, chocolate dip peppermint cookies, cheesecake bites. They'll deliver all your gifts fresh to your door on the date you choose. Only way to get this amazing offer, Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in teeth. It's berries.com. Click on the microphone, type in teeth. Order today. Get them.
I can't believe we don't
tell you what. Tell you what you should do. Order some of those cheesecake bites and send them to us.
Yeah, send us some of those cheesecake bites.
I would eat that. Sherry sends us her delicious berries, but she doesn't send us her cheesecake bites.
Did you see
the
Star Wars movie?
I did. Gus did not see it. Why did you not see it?
I kind of got fucked.
We had a free screening for everyone.
Yeah. Yes. That was a nice thing for management
to
do.
Did you go?
I did. Of course I went. Did you go?
I did.
I had a...
Where were you sitting? Because I was sitting...
Front left.
You were like right behind us, I think.
Yeah,
right?
Front left, you'd have been right next to Blaine. That was the theater, by the way, where we pulled the prank on Blaine.
He was right behind us. I was next to Blaine.
Was he expecting a prank again?
Oh, you were in the front section.
What did I say?
You said the front. But I know you were the shitty front.
No, he wasn't the shitty front. He was right behind us.
So who was?
Gavin.
So Gab was next to Blaine?
No, I was next to Blaine.
Oh my God. Go ahead.
We were sitting in that row that's right before the break.
Yeah.
Gavin was behind us.
So you were in the okay front.
Yes.
That's where I was. I was in the okay front. I was right next to Josh.
And he was in the row behind us.
Josh Flanagan.
I was next to Tim.
Flanagan.
Tim who?
Gosselin.
Okay.
So someone I know bought tickets for us to go to the movie, and I just ended up, I guess, going with someone else.
Where did he sit?
I don't know.
What's that mean? So explain that.
Wait, are you not?
Someone I know, like,
someone
bought tickets
there?
Was like, when the tickets were on sale, was like, hey, I bought a bunch of tickets. Do you want some? I was like, yeah, sure, I'd love to go with you. And then just.
Are you talking about Bernie?
Yeah, I'm talking about Bernie.
I was wondering why you weren't
tickets.
Saying
you know
Bernie.
What happened to my tickets?
What happened to your tickets?
Why didn't you?
I texted you. You never replied.
Oh, is that right? Let me see.
You have not replied to my text.
Do you know what happened to those tickets?
Because I was in that group, too.
I couldn't use the tickets either because we moved the all-hands meeting to Friday. And it was my tickets were at 11:30 on Friday morning.
Oh. And I didn't know what time they were.
So Marcus ended up taking all my tickets. And I said, well, our all-hands meeting is there. He goes, I'm new. I can skip that. So he skipped and went with his dad.
I'd even texted Bernie earlier that week, like, hey, are we still going to Star Wars on Friday?
Oh.
No reply. No reply.
Let me see.
And by that point, the fucking showings were all sold out for the whole weekend.
Why?
I got fucked.
Except the Saturday screening.
No, you didn't. Because the whole company went on Saturday.
But there weren't any availability.
Yeah, but Bethany opened up.
Oh, that's BS.
You think Bethany wouldn't open up two seats for you?
It was funnier if I didn't go so I could be mad at Bernie on the podcast.
You skipped Star Wars? Be mad? Yeah, look at this here. It is Tuesday, 7:31 p.m. Were you still planning on seeing Star Wars this Friday? You didn't ask me about your tickets.
That was the follow-up question.
Well, just ask the real question next time.
And then I sent more stuff and it's just like, no reply.
Yeah, why'd you phrase it like that?
Because I was like, I don't know, want to see if
things
are still good.
Did you not want to be presumptuous about the fact that he had tickets for you?
Right.
I get it. Well, the screening on Saturday was great.
Okay, I just replied to you.
Cool.
I said, no, we moved the meeting. I can't. So,
are bad at texting. Since
you've come back,
yeah.
I
don't want anything to do with my phone anymore.
I want to
really
segue this conversation.
I'm over
yeah, but you run a business.
I don't run it.
You also have friends.
I give people who run it a hard time. That's basically my job now. I don't like my phone. After being 30 days without my phone, it's just like I just want to get away.
I'm excited to do that at Christmas. I'm just going to chuck it in a drawer.
Chuck it in a drawer, dude. Do it.
Keep a lightning cable in there.
Everyone has a lightning cable now.
I'm so confused by what you charge your Apple Watch with. Let me ask you this. Don't confuse me. Do you charge your Apple Watch with the cord that came in the box with the Apple Watch?
No. I charge it on the dock.
What dock?
Is that it?
Yeah, that thing.
That's $79.
It was a gift.
Okay, there. Lightning cable.
From yourself?
Honestly, my cat chewed so many of the regular cables. He literally sniffs it, takes one bite. He'll just be like, and it won't work anymore. And I bought like four of them. I was like, this sucks.
So you bought a dock?
Well, now I have loads of lightning cables. I can go through lightning cables like you wouldn't believe. The specific Apple Watch cable, they're expensive. They're like $30 each.
That was $79 right there.
Yeah, but if I have that, also it was a gift. Also, if I have that,
What recently came up to you?
No, because...
What recently came up that people would be giving you a gift for? Your birthday...
The watch was a gift.
When was your dock? Because the cat had to get... You had to get the watch, then the cat had to eat the cables.
I had that watch first, the one you're wearing.
Yes.
And because I wanted the cheapest one.
Yep.
And then Turney bought
me
this nice one. So
for
I gave
what? For your birthday?
Yeah. Okay. So I gave her my old one. So I already had a watch for a while.
She bought you the watch and the dock?
Yeah.
So the dock came from Turney for your birthday?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
He's being evasive about where the fucking dock
came
from.
That's what he said.
So we were sitting in this row, and Gavin was right behind us.
What did you think about the Star Wars?
The Star War.
I thought the Star War was great.
I loved it.
And you thought it was okay.
I thought it was really, 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 really okay.
That means that's like saying 5 out of 10.
No.
Where would you rank it in terms of all the other Star Wars movies?
That is an excellent question, Barbara. Let me answer that question for you. I would say my ranking is... 4, 5, 7, 6, also known as Return of the Jedi. And then I really, after that, I can't tell the prequels apart.
Well, yeah, because I fell asleep in the third one.
Probably I did.
So what's the new order for watching the movies? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7,
4, 5, 6, 7, and burn 1, 2, 3.
I've heard the new one is 1, 4, 5, 2, 3, 6, and you forget.
What?
And then you forget the first one.
You don't want.
Yeah, the worst one of those.
I know what he's talking about though.
What's you think that? Three's the worst out of the prequels?
Three's pretty bad.
I would say
Jar Jar's really bad.
I would say the order goes 3, 2, 1 for me.
There's so much stuff I want to talk about with this, but we can't because Gus hasn't seen it yet. And I'm sure
you've had it spoiled, right? You must have at this point.
Yeah, I've had most of it spoiled at this point.
We won't spoil. Good. We still won't spoil.
I got a major plot point spoiled for me, but I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think I'll still enjoy it.
I give a shout out to Ashley. She totally took the hit, and she like read all the spoilers coming across on YouTube comments and then added to all of her channels, added those to the filters, like most of the major spoilers.
She has a really
That's
funny
smart.
Plan
That's a good
for
idea.
The people who were spoiling it, and I don't know if
she's got something brewing.
Yeah. So can you filter anything from YouTube comments?
It's apparently, Ashley knows YouTube really well.
You can filter certain phrases and words.
She's showing me stuff all the time.
I'm going to filter slow-mo.
Slamo?
Ban it.
Slamo?
Slamo. But I don't know. Here's how I feel about the new Star Wars movie. It was really good.
Really
it was,
okay.
It was really super okay. I mean, it was really like awesomely okay.
What does it mean? It wasn't okay. Look at it. Look at the movie.
No,
it was brilliant.
It has some of the best Star Wars moments ever.
It's a visual masterpiece.
Visual masterpiece. Okay. Yeah.
I can't believe the amount of money they made opening weekend. Was it $238
million? $528 million worldwide?
That's such a crazy amount of money to pull it. Like, I know they opened at 4,100 theaters, right? But it's like, I should have done the math ahead of time. I should have figured out an average ticket price, 4,100 theaters. How many times those theaters showed that movie over the weekend?
I don't know.
Because to hit that amount of money, it must have been like nonstop.
I had tickets to I had four different sets of tickets. Two of the sets were to one screening. So I had tickets to three
different screenings. You had dual tickets, you had Gus's
tickets.
Couldn't
get to any of them?
I had 12 tickets to that one screen. There's 12 empty seats at that thing. Anybody who wanted the tickets could have claimed them.
You never told us.
I told people.
I think you're worried that if you told people that nobody would have been in that meeting.
I know. That's true, too.
Oh, were they all for Friday morning?
They were all Friday at 11:30. Okay. And then I also had Sunday after it, but after JD, and that was for me and JD and Teddy to go see it. Teddy got a little bit of a fever, so he couldn't go to the screening we had for Rooster Teeth. But the next day, JD didn't want to go to see it again. And I was
really?
Like, yeah, I don't want to see it again either. It's very long.
I absolutely want to see it again.
It's very, very long.
So isn't it like 2 hours, 5 minutes? What
it,
is?
It really felt like 3 hours.
It did not seem long to me. I was entertained throughout.
247? Really?
216?
They updated that.
2 hours, 16 minutes, and it's probably a little less with credits and stuff.
Very well deserved. Very good movie. Super, very good. And I got to say this. I'm really happy they took back that title from Jurassic World. It's 20 times the movie that Jurassic World is.
Did you see that little picture that they tweeted today?
Yeah. It was that kind of stuff.
They were giving like a little medal to the BB-8 of like, congratulations on breaking our record.
Something about robots is so funny in movies, especially mute robots. There's so much humor to be had in a robot that can't speak.
Totally agree.
I'm just fascinated by movie robots. Like, even though the one in Interstellar could talk, I love that thing. That TARS thing.
TARS.
It was great. It was like the best part of the movie.
What was TARS's friend called?
I never remember that other one.
NARS.
No.
I don't know.
It was like Cole or...
Yeah.
Flint Cole?
Ah, fuck.
Nope.
Yeah, but that was great. TARS was great.
Blarg.
And like his sarcasm meter and like humor stuff.
Yes, humor setting.
The way that thing moved was also really interesting.
Yeah, it was really cool.
TARS and Case.
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 Yeah.
Cole, Case. Same thing.
Well, I knew they were it was a four-letter name. I knew that. Yeah. So, but I'm with you. I like all the artificial characters in everything.
That like, BB-8 thing was adorable.
Like, I totally Halo to watch Cortana. Like, I'm very, very little interest in Master Chief and more so in Cortana. Yeah. Her character is way more interesting to me.
So, you're more interested in the non-human trying to act human than like the human who's been stripped of his humanity, essentially?
I liked Fallout because Fallout's got a lot of like artificial intelligence stuff in it, which I just really like it a lot. I've always thought it's really cool.
Already made it. I want to know about every single vault in the Fallout universe.
Oh,
and like
talk to JD.
What the experiments were in each one.
Yep.
It's fascinating.
Talk to
especially
JD.
The ones you can explore. Like this one whole, like you can really delve into that vault in Fallout 4 where they're experimenting on disease and stuff. And there's that mole rat disease.
Yeah. Vault 81.
It's fascinating. I think that was my favorite part of the game, actually.
Well, that was a fun one because I went into it and I'm like, what's wrong with this vault? And I couldn't figure it out for a while. And you have to leave and come back before you can figure out what was wrong
with
that vault.
Yeah, you have to find the cat.
Yeah, you have to find the
cat. That's where they send you out to get the cat.
Right.
And you can't advance until you do.
And it's like one of those things, it's like every vault has an experiment that kind of led to the downfall of the vault. But this one in particular was designed to kind of destroy the vault. But then what the thing was, it was like behind the walls, and everybody back there died. So the people living in the vault operated as it should because...
What? And if you read all the terminals, you realize that there was meant to be loads of people behind that in the second half of the vault. But the guy refused to like notify the people to show up.
Is that what it was?
And only three showed up.
I thought they just didn't make it in. He just didn't notify
them. He sabotaged the alert system. And so only the people who just happened to be running and one guy who showed up early made it in. And so, you actually find their bodies in there.
And did the overseer, the first overseer of the vault, the overseer knew about the experiment, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's so crazy.
Yeah, basically.
Have you played that one, 81?
I don't think I've been there.
If you just read all the terminals, mm-hmm. like read everything in all the terminals in that vault, and it's just fascinating.
That's the interesting thing about that game to me is that there's all that stuff that has nothing to do with the game. It's just like flavor text, and you can just spend hours reading stuff. That's nothing to do with the game. You could play the whole game and never read a single one, but it's just like this whole other universe that's just really fleshed out, crafted.
And in the end, when you get to the end of that, you see there are three lockers tipped over. And I guess the robot, which outlived all of the scientists, just dumped their bodies and like put flowers on them and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh,
Curie did that, yeah.
And but, one scientist outlived the others by several years.
Yeah, he was the last one she saw die, and like it's a big part.
I think they died of old age back there.
My favorite. You're talking about Curie. My favorite robot you encounter in Fallout 4 is Professor Goodfields.
Yeah, Jesus,
I never found him.
Sent him away.
Professor Goodfields is the best.
Where'd you get him?
He's in a settlement. He's in the Sunshine Trading Company?
I believe so.
What's that thing called? It's all the way out west. It's like north of Fort Hagen.
He's like a hippie robot that just that just floats around saying, whoa, groovy,
could he be
far
a,
out.
Could he be robot. A companion?
No.
No, good lord, you'd put a bullet in him pretty quickly.
Did you find the bit where there's a bunch of robots racing?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you can hack the computer and detonate all of them?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But there was a really cool thing that happened to me where there was this, I can't remember what the location was, where they were talking about a computer program they had that was analyzing, doing all the data analysis for different outcomes of the war. And then they started to realize that the program was a little bit sentient. So then they tried to move it and they tried to make it mobile and put it in like some kind of mobile device. And the whole experiment was them getting that done. And then later I ran into that robot. Like... She works at the railroad.
Oh.
It's Pam.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a
whole... The Assaultron?
There's a whole location where it's all about her and her story and her ending up there. That. And then you just run to her and go, oh, that's Pam. I know exactly who that is.
I had the weirdest thing happen where I was just out in the wasteland very early on, and I was trying to see... I could see an enemy on my map, but I couldn't see it, so I was hitting VATS. And I locked on to something like way over here in the distance. I was like, what is that? And it was like some woman in the distance. So I just put a bullet in her. Like she was just some missionary.
As you do.
I put a bullet in her arm and it didn't kill her. And I was like, oh, she can live. About maybe 80 hours later, I ran into her in a completely different area. And she still had like a smidgen of health from where I shot her.
Really?
Like, they track all that stuff. And I talked to her and she didn't have any hard feelings.
No, you were probably hidden. I didn't know who the hell shot her.
But I just love that it kept her health. It's crazy.
Well, that's why... always the bane of my existence, saving and loading takes so long in that game.
Because
over time, the more you play,
stuff.
Yeah, it's like just more and more data that's collecting.
Well, you've dealt with that too, because back in Oblivion, you loaded that town up with melons.
Oh, Christ, yeah.
And then you could never go back there.
The frame rate, dude.
In a similar fashion, that robot racing area is broken for me, because I was like, I got there and was, you know, did whatever with the robots, was fighting the raiders there. And then, like, for some reason, my screen just like, froze for 5 seconds, then like this weird color came over the whole screen. I was like, oh shit, the game crashed. And then like the color snapped back to normal. I was like, oh, that was weird. And I realized that I had fallen like waist deep into the ground. And I was like, this is weird. And I could just float through all, like the geometry in that area doesn't work for me anymore.
Whoa.
I just float, and there's like a house where you have to kill someone. I just floated into the house, floated up, shot him, floated right back down, and it's like, oh, like the rest of the world works
so
fine for me.
If you go
me.
Back there, it's ruined. I have that in a different area. I actually took a video. I took a game DVR of it. You can watch it on my thing. But it's like, I start clipping through stuff. And
yeah, you were going to Good Neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, like if I
saw this.
If
Jeannie and I were watching all your clips.
Why do you always watch your JD?
I don't know. It's like we pause and do that. We're like, hey, let's watch our friends' clips.
We must be able to make videos out of that, right?
What's
like,
that?
We must be able to make a show out of that. Just like our
all your clips.
Just like little clips of like, this is our adventures in Fallout.
I save stuff all the time. But basically, yeah, if I turn left out of Good Neighbor, I can walk straight through the wall and there's just like a bunch of crap that's not there.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Still there.
Yeah, same for me with that racing area. It's like, oh, it's fucked up because I like that area. I like that idea so much, but it's like, it's kind of broken for me, so I can't really ever fully enjoy it.
I started playing, again, I'm playing my second run through on PC because I have a nice PC now, and I want to play in like 4K and ultra graphics.
Oh my god, yeah. Well, I was watching JD play Skyrim the other night.
It is like 10 times better.
You are such a fucking snob. The other day, Gavin texted me. I guess you got a Steam link or something, because I have a Steam link, and he was asking me questions about
it. No, I was thinking about getting one.
Oh, you're thinking about getting one. Okay, so he's like,
I have one. I'll give it to you.
He was like, can you stream 4K resolution via Steam link? I was like, no, it does 1080. And I typo 1089. He's like, oh, that's good. It's got 9 extra pixels. Fucking asshole.
Trying to be helpful.
I felt bad because it was a Sunday. I was like, oh, you just texted
me. I was walking through HEB answering you and like fucking buying shit. And then you're like, oh, go. I was like, it's a fucking button next to it. You know what I meant.
I know. It was just funny.
How would you rate the Star Wars movies? Totally circling back.
Five, four,
why
six?
Five first? Everyone wants to put Empire first.
I like Empire the most.
I get that you like it the
I
most.
I think I like the Hoth battle, like for a sense of grand battle stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Like that was, when I was a kid and I watched those movies, that's what always stood out to me. That was Star Wars to me, was the battle on Hoth.
Well, to me it's a trench run in four of going through like... That's the one thing. One of the complaints I have about Empire. Empire is a great movie, but there's no major space battle in it. There's the Hoth battle, but that's
You're
it.
You're saying there's no Star Wars?
There's no war in the stars.
None.
You blew my mind with Star Wars today.
Oh my god! Yeah, and we're like the only people, I guess, in the world who didn't know this.
I thought you blew his mind.
I did.
How?
He was sitting behind you.
No, he was sitting there behind.
No,
Blaine.
Because you tweeted about C-3PO's leg.
Yes.
Being silver.
Yeah, so C-3PO, it turns out, has a silver leg and has had a silver leg ever since episode 4, ever since the character debuted.
I watched the whole of episode 4 last night and I didn't notice his leg was silver.
And I showed you the opening and sure enough, he's got a silver leg. I was showing him pictures of it. He's like, you're making this up.
I thought you were screwing with me.
The bottom of his leg, which is not shown all the time.
No, it's not shown all the time, but he's got a silver leg. Did you know that?
You asked me earlier what color he was, and I said gold, and you're like, well, he has a silver leg. And then once you said that, I was like, oh, I think I remember seeing that in Return of the Jedi. So I must have seen
that
it at some point.
That blew my mind. I had no idea that he had a silver leg.
In the new one, does he have a...
He's got it.
Listen, I didn't know about it until today. So, I mean, I didn't think about looking at it when I was watching it. He, you know, he's got other stuff, but...
He comes with a penis this time. It's crazy.
Is it true that they hate each other?
Who?
Anthony Daniels and Kenny Baker?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think Kenny Baker specifically doesn't like Anthony Daniels.
Who does Kenny Baker voice?
R2-D2.
He's in the R2-D2 when it walks, I think.
Yeah, he's the dude in it.
That's going to be really difficult. It's like your characters are defined and spend almost all their time together on screen.
Yeah.
You just... fucking movie you've been working on for 40 years, this fucking series, you keep running into this asshole you don't like.
Yep.
That's probably why he's punching him and kicking him all the time. So is he actually in the suit, the C-3PO suit, or is he just voice?
How could he be?
Anthony Daniels?
He'd have to be sitting like this the whole time.
You said C-3PO?
Oh, sorry, I'm thinking of the other guy.
No, Kenny Baker's in the suit.
But yeah.
He's in the R2-D2. He's in there.
Yeah?
He's a little guy.
They didn't hire him for the voice. Beep, boop, boop.
He's a... yeah, he just has the voice bar. No, he's a little guy.
Okay.
He's a little person. And he's was one of his ultra fake.
I thought that little people.
Go on.
What is the what's the correct term?
You got
days?
It. Little people. That's right. There he is, right there.
Look at that death stare. Yeah.
I thought they have like a reduced lifespan, but that guy's 80.
He's 80?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's old. He's old.
Wow.
Dude.
Like, whoa.
Like, whoa. See, Professor Goodfeels.
Whoa. Whoa.
Like, whoa. Yeah, that's crazy. That's old.
Yeah,
on any scale, that's sad. It's weird to think about like how young those people were. You know, the actors were in the original in episode 4 when it came out, and just how fucking old.
Mark Hamill though, like he went through some rough patches in his life. He did not look so good. He looks really good now. Hmm. I don't know if you saw pictures of him on the, I guess, the red carpet for the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, that guy's lost a lot of weight.
He was there for it?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Getting away from the phone, huh?
No, I'm trying to look up something about, I'll tell you later. I'm not sure if it's appropriate or not.
Alexa?
Did you ever see, I guess when Star Wars came out originally, in the late 70s, early 80s, Topps made collectible, trading cards for Star Wars.
Yeah.
And there's that big, urban legend that the C-3PO-1 has, a dick on it. You ever heard this?
I seem to recall something about that, yeah.
But it's obvious, if you look at it, it's like, it's just the way he's standing. It's just like there's something behind him, but... looking at it, it looks like there's a gold dick in C-3PO's crotch.
Pull it up.
On that. I'll see how I can find it.
Oh, my.
Patrick, look up C-3PO dick in your Google search there. Bad.
I was...
have that permanently.
Is that it?
Is that it?
Oh, yeah, there it is.
There you go.
Where's the dick?
Kind of looks like an oil can.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for circling the dick. But I think it's just the
who's looking for that?
It's just a reflection.
Notice he had a silver fucking leg. I'm gonna notice that he's got a faux dick.
I think you would notice.
I was really, really confused. I was watching, so I'm starting to watch all the Star Wars movies, and on
all
Blu-ray.
Of them.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I watched all of them.
I got them on Blu-ray last night.
One thing coming out of Episode 7, which by the way, one thing I'm worried about with Episode 7 is, and not spoil anything for Gus, Episode 7. Chronologically, actually feels more like Episode 10.
Why?
Because the amount of time that has passed and the events that take place between Return of the Jedi and Episode 7, it's a significant amount of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. It almost feels like they left an entire trilogy's worth of stuff on the table.
Would you think that a lot of stuff happens between Episode 3 and Episode 4? It seems like there's quite a bit going on there as well.
It doesn't seem like any major character stuff happens. It does seem like a lot of world stuff happens, but not a lot of character stuff.
What was the gap between 3 and 4?
Wasn't it 20 years or so?
Between 3 and 4 was, Luke Skywalker becoming a baby and turning 22. So it's about 20 years.
Yeah.
But nothing happens with Luke Skywalker at that point in time. He just grows up on Tatooine.
So this
moisture
is the first Star Wars episode that is the same as its release number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. It's the seventh episode, yeah.
So I was confused. I was watching the fourth one.
Go ahead.
And they have that because it's the Blu-ray, so I'm only watching the remastered, the rediddled ones. And Jabba the Hutt is in it.
Oh, I hate
and
that.
I was in CG, so I was like, man, I wonder how they did this in the original. And I realized it was cut from the original.
Oh, it was, yeah.
And the footage is just Han Solo talking to some guy.
It's a fat Scottish dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so was Jabba the Hutt meant to be a human, or was that just
Jabba the Hutt was a human.
Pre-visual effects.
No, the guy was in costume.
If they'd have kept
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So it was just some, they didn't know he was a slug, or whatever he is.
No, that was for Return of the Jedi. They had this character Jabba who never had appeared on screen.
Yeah.
And so when they got to show Jabba finally, they were like, okay, we'll make him something cool.
It was
By then, I guess the movies were successful and they had maybe more budget.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense, though, because he's a short Scottish dude. So Harrison Ford's looking down into his eyes and they CG a Jabba the Hutt over it. And his eyes are up here, so he's just staring at his chin. The eye line's all off.
They should have just not included that in the
worst part.
Just let that be cut.
The worst part of that scene to me is when Han walks behind Jabba the Hutt and steps on his tail. And then Jabba's eyes get all big, the fuck, he's Jabba's here shaking Han Solo down, and Han Solo steps on his tail as a fuck you, and it's like, oh no, that's okay, Jabba's supposed to be a bad gangster.
Ow.
Yeah, who's about to kill him. He's like, oh, he stepped on my tail, it's okay.
You just couldn't change the animation.
Oh, yeah, I think the worst, there's the dude,
and there's two versions of him. That's the first remastering, and then they remastered him again to look different after that.
Good.
I've been doing all this, and so basically they digitally lift Harrison Ford up when he walks behind, and it looks terrible.
It looks terrible.
It looks like...
It's really, really terrible.
You know what didn't look terrible? All of Episode 7.
I'm at the point now where I can't tell
what's
real.
That's not true. There's stuff in Episode 7 looks terrible.
Like what?
Snoke's. It looks terrible.
Snoke's?
We'll be
Which character
careful of spoilers.
What? Okay, well, I'll just say Snoke's looks terrible.
Well, he's... projection, isn't he?
Yeah. Right, he's projected from the set of Lord of the Rings, apparently. That's where he's projected from. He looks terrible. There's other CG characters in that don't look terrible. He looks fucking terrible.
So was the BB-8 a real drivable droid, or was it CG?
It's made by the guys that make Sphero. they designed him.
Because there was one shot
you can
where
buy the robot. You can buy it.
Well, the little one.
I mean, it's combination. I'm sure there's some shots. I'm
when
sure.
they did like Star Wars Celebration this past year, they brought like one of the ones that they shot with out yep. on stage. Like that's when they unveiled like, oh, it's a real mechanical thing that moves around.
Because yeah. there's one shot where, because I was trying to decide whether he was CG. I assume he is when he's like stuck to the walls and stuff. But the camera pushes in really quickly on him and there's a pull focus, but it kind of loses him halfway through. So he kind of goes out of focus and comes back in.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, if he CG, that is amazing attention to detail.
Right.
They'd like make it look like a real camera flub. Yeah. But I guess it was just real. It was like a...
It might be. Then there's also ones that are puppeteer versions of it. I'm sure that some of them are CG. I mean, there's real people in the movie that they turn into CG for certain shots, you know?
Yeah.
That happens all the time, so...
So why not? Right. Sometimes not? It's more practical to just fake it.
You know, it's a horrible choice, too, in that Jabba the Hutt scene that they added into episode 4?
Hmm.
Yeah, episode 4. Is that, do you remember what happens at the end of that scene?
Oh, the Boba Fett?
So Boba Fett yeah. comes and makes a cameo.
And he, like, looks yeah. right into the camera?
Dude, he does like, a full aside take, like, spikes the lens,
so
looks
at
the camera.
Did they know who he was at that point? Or was that just some
probably
guy?
Not.
Listen, let me tell you something about, there's Boba Fett, fucking asshole.
And that's
Boba
the,
Fett!
But then later is when it's worse. Like, they're all walking off screen, and he turns and looks right into the camera.
He stops in the dead center of the frame and looks into the camera.
Does he not have his helmet on when
he does
it?
No, he does, yeah. He just looks like this.
Like, so what was the point? Was that just...
Because Boba Fett became this character that, like, everybody latched onto, like, this cult character as being this, like, really totally awesome badass character who does nothing.
Who dies in the stupidest way possible.
He does... Boba Fett does nothing. He does nothing the whole time. He doesn't even capture Han Solo. Darth Vader captures Han Solo and gives him to Boba Fett.
Huh. Boba Fett tracks them off of the Death Star to go to...
He hangs out with garbage and follows, like, he's basically a glorified taxi driver where someone says, follow that ship.
So why do people like him a lot?
I have no clue, Gavin. I have absolutely no clue why people like... Hey, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, there it is.
That's what he does.
That's what he does. Middle of a fucking screen.
He stares right at it.
You can't really spike a lens if you can't see your eyes.
With his
Do you
fucking
think he's not looking
he
right
fires.
Into the lens?
He could be looking right past it.
Dude, I know it's a bunch of crap in 4. You can it ruins it. You can totally see the guy's eyes behind the helmet.
Oh yeah.
Darth Vader's helmet.
Yeah.
Like sometimes like the light catches it and it looks red on the inside.
Yeah.
And I was like, are they tinted red? And then I realized it's just the guy's cheeks. Like with through
oh,
the tint, you can
yep.
see his face.
That
it's
would
like,
ruin it.
Oh, yeah, it sucks.
That's one of the things I was really surprised they didn't remaster is like covering up Darth Vader's eyes and some.
Yeah, maybe
shots.
More effort on that and less effort on lifting Harrison Ford up.
Do you think
or putting stupid fucking dewbacks into the movie? Yeah. Who give a fuck?
Do
or,
you like, think the fact that his head Darth Vader is Luke's father is like the biggest spoiler in history?
I think so.
Bigger than Bruce Willis being dead.
Being dead. The whole
I think it's a weird thing. Like when people came, like the generic spoiler, like the now the generic spoiler is. And he was a ghost the whole time. You know what I mean? Like, people say that as
I think right now it's Snape kills Dumbledore.
And it might be. It might have been replaced by that. But, like, for years and years,
no.
it was the, I'm your father. You know? That was mm-hmm. the big twist. But it's just like, it goes back to, I can't wait to see 7 because I want to talk to you about some stuff.
I like how that quote also has been, like, said wrong in so many times over the years. People think it's like, Luke, I am your father, but it's not that quote.
Yeah, what does he say?
I'm your dad.
You
idiot.
Killed my father. He goes, no, I'm your father, I think.
I
Something
think.
Along
you,
that.
You got
I
mad
just
about
know
me saying
he
it
doesn't
wrong.
Say, Luke, I am your father.
You so worried about getting it wrong?
I
do like the idea of Darth Vader going, no, I am your father, I think.
Fraternity tests are inconclusive.
Swap this on your cheek.
Dude. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff. Also, I understand they wanted to abandon the whole expanded universe stuff.
Yeah.
But there are some fucking good things in the expanded universe, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Well, like the Clone Wars?
No. What?
What?
No. Yeah. No, I don't think Clone Wars is considered. I don't think Clone Wars is considered an expanded universe. I think that's canon.
Expanded universe isn't canon.
Clone Wars, Genndy Tartakovsky series is not canon.
That is correct.
Clone Wars, the computer animated series is canon.
Which didn't the what's his name? How you say it?
Genndy Tartakovsky?
He's the guy who introduced
Lab.
Grievous, right? And Grievous
yes.
is way better in that animated series.
So I was talking
else.
To someone about this.
Grievous and
Boba
Fett should get together and be like...
What's Grievous?
General Grievous?
The most overrated
Grievous.
Villain?
Over...
He's terrible.
Is it
He's
Grievous?
So it's terrible.
Grievous.
Why is he saying
He is
Grievous?
The best character from all first three movies.
He's caught. He has a cough. For Christ's sake.
He sounds like Red the past 2 weeks.
I mean, he's got the fight with Obi-Wan when they're on that whatever that ship, that planet is. That's a cool fight.
But when he spins the lightsabers?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
I have a question about
He's been trained.
Darth Vader.
Go.
So like when Anakin gets all his legs and arm chopped off and he's like crawling on fire and melting and that.
Spoiler.
They shove him in the Darth Vader helmet. Did they just have that thing lying around? Like, what is that? Why does no one else have one? It was a special helmet that they were just saving. It saves his life, right? He can breathe properly through it.
Yeah.
Well, what?
Like, it was ready to go.
He was pretty much just been put out, and then they put the helmet on him.
I don't know. It's yeah.
Yeah, good right. Point. Like,
there's no one else has that helmet.
It's not like there's a pharmaceutical company making these. Yeah. Like, oh.
Did you just burn alive? Have this.
Put this helmet on. You'll be okay.
I feel like there should have been, like, at least a prototype first. Like, maybe save his life first instead of just bung on a helmet and leave it on him for the rest of his life.
And then scream, no!
Did you know that Vader is, Darth Vader is, in Germany, it translates to father.
Father, yeah.
So, Darth it's like the people in Germany, when they saw the second movie, just go.
German is Vater.
Vater, yeah. And do you think if they saw the second movie, they're like, yeah, okay.
it's Darth Dad. What are you talking about?
Darth Dad.
We knew that the whole time. His name is Darth Father,
Darth
for
Papa.
Christ's sake.
Yeah, I'm gonna read this other thing.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. What? One reminder, when this episode of the podcast is also brought to you by MeUndies. Let's talk about your underwear.
Don't eat those.
Well, you do. It needs to be comfy, snug in all the right places, look good, and feel good. You don't just want your underwear comfy. You want the world's most comfortable underwear, and that's MeUndies. Every pair of MeUndies is made from micromodal fabric, which doesn't sound sexy, but once you feel your MeUndies, you'll never go back to regular old underwear again. With MeUndies, you'll feel more comfortable than ever before. MeUndies has a ton of different colors to choose from. It's the only place to find styles for both men and women and a new signature design every month. They also just launched a new boxer line. It's like wearing nothing at all, only better. With the holidays around the corner, MeUndies makes the perfect gift. Trust me, these are not your parents' stocking stuffers. Go to MeUndies.com/RoosterTeeth right now. Get 20% off your first order. Plus, all orders in the U.S. and Canada always ship for free. MeUndies even has a money-back guarantee. If you don't love your first pair, you get to keep it and get a full refund. You literally have nothing to lose. For 20% off your first order of the world's most comfortable underwear, head to MeUndies.com/RoosterTeeth right now. That's MeUndies.com/RoosterTeeth.
Yar.
I'm wearing them right now.
MeUndies.
MeUndies. We were talking earlier about that that Topps card or that collectible card with C-3PO that supposedly had a dick.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that baseball card, the Billy Ripken baseball card, where he's holding a bat over his shoulder, and then on the bottom of the bat, it's a wood bat, on the bottom it says fuckface?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What? I pulled it up here. We were talking about that earlier.
Oh.
Did he not know it said
that? I don't know. Look, it's just at the bottom there. It's burned in. It just says fuckface.
It's funny.
And they printed it. It's like, you could have bought that. It's like little kids who like...
Is it worth more?
Collecting baseball. I don't think so, because I think like they just printed tons of them. Like, they didn't catch it. I just can't believe that that slipped through. Or that
he does look like a fuckface. I'm just kidding.
No, he's fine. Have you seen? There's a new series on. Right, lately, I've been really into like Netflix original series. I feel like Netflix really is amping it up. Like everything they're doing is really good lately. Like, I've been watching Master of None. That's really awesome.
Jessica Jones.
I haven't started that yet. So this past weekend I was like, I'm either gonna watch Jessica Jones or Making a Murderer. Mm-hmm. So I started watching Making a Murderer, which is a series that's kind of like The Jinx. I think I've heard it described as like The Jinx meets Serial, and it's a 10-part documentary series.
Two of my favorite series of all time.
It's really good. I highly recommend it. It's just like, but it's.
The murder one or Jinx?
Making a Murderer.
Both.
Yeah, the Jinx is also great. We've talked about that before. Making a Murderer is just so depressing, and it'll beat you down with like how, I don't know, like how some people just can't win. Mm. It's just like the deck is stacked against them. There's no fighting the system.
And it's
10 episodes.
And like that's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Jinx.
You move your phone away from the mic, Bernie. It's making interference. It's making buzz.
So I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but I was just checking comments on Twitter. Sorry, I don't have my laptop today. Every time, it's weird. It's a contextual thing. If I check comments on my laptop, I'm engaged. But if I check comments on my phone, people are like, put away your fucking phone. But I'm reading Twitter comments. Sorry, that, I didn't mean to. That's what you sound like. I'm sorry you guys had to find out like that. That's what your voice is like. But people are saying that apparently the core Star Wars writing team has the ability to use things from the expanded universe to make them canon. But until that happens and they appear in a first party either TV show or one of the main movies, they're not considered canon.
So what was
which is upsetting because there's one thing that I would take out of the expanded universe that would have made Star Wars 7 even better than it was, and that is
Can I guess?
Yeah, go ahead.
I have not seen Episode 7, but I'm going to try to guess at what you think from the expanded universe would be a good addition.
Go ahead.
To Star Wars, and I'm going to guess the Eas Larmy.
No. No, Slarmy, no. But you got it from the right. You got it from the right set of books. Is they should have had Grand Admiral Thrawn as the head of what is the equivalent of the Empire in 7.
When I was seen it yet. When I was a kid and I first read the Timothy Zahn books,
yeah,
I always envisioned that as being what the next Star Wars would be.
Me too.
Would be the Empire in decline and a great leader trying to pull it together. To essentially mount a rebellion against the rebellion.
Grand Admiral Thrawn is probably one of the best characters in the Star Wars universe that doesn't appear on screen ever because he's so great in the books. And there's a character that clearly could have been that character and they just didn't do it. It's like, this guy's fucking, who is this guy? It's like Dawson from Dawson's Creek in that part. It's
I think
like,
when they invalidated the expanded universe, that is what I was most sad to see go was the Timothy Zahn books.
I agree. Although I didn't like that dark Jedi. The clone Jedi.
Oh, that was weird.
Yeah, he was in this Larmy. I mean, there was stuff in that was kind of garbage.
I thought this Larmy was interesting. Just like, I mean, it goes back to like what we talked about with The Matrix years ago was once you have a character that's all powerful, how do you stop that character? And The Matrix does it by removing Neo from The Matrix. Yeah. And Star Wars did it by introducing an animal that blocks the Force.
Like a ferret. It's like a ferret weasel. Koala.
It's just not attached to the Force?
Like, and people wear them around their shoulders, and they just block the Force like a bubble.
Yeah, so, like, there were stormtroopers like who had, like, rigs, like, they would wear, like, baskets on them that had Eas Larmy. That way, they weren't affected by the Force, and they could fight Jedi.
Right.
I keep thinking you're saying salami.
It was, like, YSLARMI.
You know what?
Like
I have never...
Sounds like Islam.
I don't know about you, but I've never seen, like, an artistic rendering of an Eas Larmy. Like, I have it in my head.
I always thought of them as lizards, like iguanas. It's interesting you said ferrets.
We should Google it and see what comes up.
I imagine them to be a little bit like sloths. Like a cross between an aardvark and a sloth. Let's see who's closer.
An aardvark.
It was, oh.
Or a tapir.
Salamir. YSALAMIR.
I said it's Larmy, too, so I'm with you.
It's furry, lizard-like tree dwellers, about 50 centimeters in length.
Yeah, I nailed it. Furry... Tweedo dwellers.
Tweedos.
A lizard with fur?
No, he said lizard. Where's the fur on that fucking thing?
It's a lizard.
I can't see it. Y'all have to look it up. I'm sorry.
No. When you hear furry tree dweller, what are you thinking? I'm thinking it's sloth. Furry?
But it says lizard-like. I guess sloths. No, they're not really lizard-like. I don't know.
Anyway, they blocked the Force. So.
And it was lame?
And it was... Was that pre-midichlorians? It was, right?
It was, yeah.
When did they put that in?
The midichlorians?
Yeah.
Episode 1.
That is one fucking line in episode 1.
And what are they, like little creatures?
No, they're like bacteria in your bloodstream.
Oh, it's in you?
It's in you, yeah.
So it's not around you?
They're what connects you to the Force, and they can test your
like
blood for midichlorians.
Connected with a lightning cable.
Lightning cable. They're the lightning cable of the Force. And Qui-Gon Jinn, he tests... Anakin Skywalker, little Anakin, Annie, tests his blood and says his midichlorian count is higher than anything.
And then all Star Wars fans went.
It's horrible. It's really, it's like, it didn't, I mean, I understand, go ahead and write it, go ahead and shoot it, but somebody in the editing room has to go, why is this in here? Why are we doing this?
Where did this come from?
Are we going somewhere with the midichlorians thing? It's like, nope, we're just sticking that in there to like, fuck everything up. Completely remove the mysticism from the whole movie. It's just crazy.
It also was a terrible scene because it was very obviously one of those Gillette women's razors that he's using to test Anakin Skywalker. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that at all.
It was like that round oval like women's razor that they used to sell at the time, and he like pulls it out. I'm like, what the fuck does he have that razor?
I had no budget for it.
It's like, this is like a huge blockbuster movie, and he's whipping around this fucking razor talking about midichlorians?
Well, maybe they were trying to make it like the old ones where like a gun would be like, there'd be a hairdryer in it and stuff. It'd be made of like just household objects, but all.
No, this was literally just a razor without the razor blade attached to it.
Maybe one of the prop dudes was just walking through like a CVS or something and they're like, perfect.
Maybe he got drunk and passed out. He's like, you make that prop last night? He's like, yeah, it's right here.
Yeah. It's like the guy who came up with the Hot Pocket song.
What?
It's like he had a deadline to come up with a song. And then they're like, you have that jingle? And he goes, Hot Pocket.
Is that real? No?
I don't think you would ever let that be known if that were the case. What is it? What's the whole song for Hot Pockets?
Hot Pockets.
No, it's something. It's like, it asks a question. Like, what are you gonna eat? Hot Pockets.
What are you gonna eat?
It does. It asks the questions. It asks the questions, doesn't it?
What are you having?
So, okay, do you have that picture again, by any chance, for that midichlorian tester?
You guys are going to be upset when you find out that I'm right. Hot Pockets theme song.
What are you having? Hot Pockets?
So, look, there's the tester.
What are you having?
There's the razor.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly like
All right, I'm playing this. I'm playing this Hot Pockets theme song. Sorry if my mic buzzes.
Put it in front of it, right?
It's going to buzz.
What does that mean, Barbara?
It's going to buzz, so put it in front of it. Is.
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you going to pick? Hot Pockets.
There you go. That's right. I was right.
Damn it.
What year is that? What decade is that from?
I have no idea.
That's got to be early 90s.
Sounds early 90s.
There's a little bit of work to that. The guy was up like maybe.
What you going to eat? Hot Pockets.
What you going to pick? What are you going to pick?
What are you going to burn your mouth on? Hot Pockets.
They're very hard to get right.
They are.
You either like scald your tongue or there's like a big cold lump in the middle.
Yeah.
Bit of ice.
What's the best Hot Pocket? What do you?
I like just plain old cheese.
Just cheese? And yeah. Just cheese and pocket?
That's cheese it? And pocket.
Hot cheese?
Maybe some tomato sauce in there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's like a cheese pizza.
I always
one?
Find like the ones with the meat in it, like either the pepperoni or like the little chunks of
ham.
Ham
and cheese one? I always wanted to be like, what would it be like to have a ham sandwich made out of that ham?
Ooh.
Like, just like, you farm ham out of Hot Pockets.
Sprinkle
and then
it
make
on your
a
sandwich,
sandwich out of it. Somebody did that with Ben and Jerry's. They got rid of all the ice cream and they took the cookie dough chunks and made cookies with it.
Oh,
they were like, they were awful. Like, they baked the cookie dough that comes in the cookie dough ice cream and it was just like these horrible monstrosities.
What's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Oh, man. That's a great question. I like ice cream a lot.
That's not a flavor.
Do adults have a favorite flavor of ice cream?
I always take
That's
it easy.
That's different, because you're eating it. It's
I eat
not
with
like
my best friend
color.
While we play Nintendo on the couch. And talk about how cool Boba Fett is. But
it's like 1984 all over again.
Boba Fett is so fucking overrated. And I say that as someone who loved Boba Fett for years and years.
What, then you just realized one day that you in fact didn't?
Yeah, he's just, yeah.
I don't like him.
Just like, I'm like, why do I like this character? He doesn't do anything ever. He does nothing.
Well, it's like Master Chief in the first Halo. You in your head, you remember him as a badass, and he's like shooting everything. But all of his dialogue and his cutscenes, he's just confused the entire time.
Yeah,
he's getting like, he's like, what, what? And then he runs off and he comes back. He's like, I bought this orb, so now we can do the Halo. And then she's like, idiot, you're going to destroy the universe. He's like, huh?
Like, we can do the Halo.
We can do the Halo.
Make the Halo.
Yeah, but it came up with the Boba Fett thing came up recently because there's a character in 7 that draws comparisons to Boba Fett. And it's, anyway, the character is equally as, it's awful.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Me either.
You really don't? Who's the most nothing nonsense garbage character in the new Star Wars movie?
I didn't feel like there was one.
Okay. The character made such little impact on you, that's why.
Do I know him?
What's that?
Who is it?
Do you know? You saw the movie. I assume you would know it.
Did I miss it?
Yes. You could blink and miss this character in the movie. But the character was built up big time before the movie's being this fucking badass, and I can't wait to see this character on screen. It's like, yeah, you can. Clearly, you can wait 3 hours because that character's never going to be on screen.
Oh.
Can you like mouth it to me when you're off screen so I know who you're on about?
Gus, I'm going to say it.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Who am I talking about?
Are you talking about Phasma?
We're talking about Phasma.
Wait, who's that?
Captain Phasma.
Who's that again?
That's the Chrome Stormtrooper.
Oh, Brienne of Tarth?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Literally, nothing. Literally does nothing the entire movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, literally nothing. But everyone's talking about what a badass Phasma is going to be. And it's just like,
Phasma's just a gigantic turd of a character. Just like nothing. Chrome-plated turd.
I don't know if I'd call her that.
And then so someone was saying, too, that they...
Chrome-plated turd.
That somebody who works... I know that works in the movie vlogging industry. They're a film critic. I was reading one of their articles, and they talked about how everyone they knew was really upset with Gwendolyn Christie in all the press junkets because she didn't have anything to say about Star Wars. It was like pulling teeth to get her to talk about anything. And like they don't know why she was being so difficult. Because she had nothing to say. Mm. She had literally had nothing to say. It makes no sense. Wait till you see it, Gus. It makes just – I'm not ruining anything for you because there's really nothing there.
I thought I've read some interviews now that the movie's out with the guy who plays Finn. What's his name? John Boyega?
Yeah, he's great.
Saying that
– he's really great.
All of his friends thought he just had like a bit part because he wouldn't talk about the movie or he couldn't talk about it. And they were like – they decided like, oh yeah, you know, we know him. He's a piece of shit. He probably just – has like some shitty walk-on role. And he was like, he said he felt super frustrated. He couldn't tell them like he was the star of the movie.
He like pulls his helmet off at the beginning of the first trailer. And all of his friends are like.
Well, the other thing too is that he got that in the one trailer, it showed him like lighting a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Which I think was like, and it showed him like being so happy at home watching that moment, you know, because that's a pretty cool Star Wars moment.
Yeah.
Your character on screen lighting a lightsaber.
With a lightsaber.
Yeah, but. I'm not reading anything for you for this Phasma thing because there's nothing there. All right, no more Star Wars.
You gotta
spoilers.
See it.
No more Star Wars.
When are you gonna see it?
I'm gonna see it.
There are some
Wednesday.
Really. I think Phasma was like a marketing misdirect, and there are some of the best Star Wars characters in this movie.
They did so. I think I haven't seen the movie yet, so I mean I can't speak to this clearly, but I like that going into the movie. There's still a lot of mystery about it. There were just a couple of trailers.
Yep.
If anything, the TV spots started oversaturating it maybe a bit at the end, but really story scenes from the movie is just the same footage used over and over. I mean, essentially they knew it's like, it's a Star Wars movie. You're probably going to watch it.
It's also a Star Wars movie that loves the original three movies as much as the audience does.
Yeah.
Like the movie loves them and treats it so well. And like anytime they touch on anything that like came from 4, 5, and 6, it just like talks about it with like high reverence and everything else. It's really awesome.
Did you know Daniel Craig's in it?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I read that right before I went and saw it. Like, and I thought, oh shit, so this is the one spoiler I'm going to get that Daniel Craig's in it. But no, where was he?
He was like a stormtrooper.
He's a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
In a pretty funny scene.
Oh, is he? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I'll ask you about it later.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Yeah. We're done. I didn't want to like the whole. I don't want to disappoint anybody, but I think anybody who even knows who Phasma is based on the trailers has probably gone to see the movie by the time they're listening to this.
That's also like it doesn't ruin anything.
It does. It really does. And at some point, we got to start talking about this because most people who are watching our podcast have probably seen.
There's a couple of people who are upset
about what?
Damn it! I didn't mute it fast enough. Fuck! I was so close to not getting any spoilers.
Well, you're gonna get spoilers if you're. Like 5 days into the movie being out. Sorry, buddy.
Movie's out, and I feel like we haven't really said anything that's.
No, I'm
spoilers.
Sure it's a Phasma.
Well, I mean, you haven't seen it. Do you think anything we said is spoilers?
No.
Yeah, so there you go. Word of guess.
Maybe they meant that Boba Fett is a shitty character.
Like, shit, I was going to go watch Jedi this weekend.
For the first time?
Yeah, for the first time ever. That's actually. So earlier I talked about how pissed off I was that I couldn't watch. Digital movies I owned on the Xbox because they were down earlier this week, and it was Star Wars. I was going back and rewatching the old movies.
So I like Blu-ray, man.
And Blu-ray looks better, but I figured it's Star Wars. Like, it's an older movie.
Great on Blu-ray.
What am I going to miss? Like the fucking shitty Jabba the Hutt they added in and the goddamn dewbacks. I mean, I don't give a fuck about that stuff.
Nobody's mad about Phasma.
So when I was watching it, like after I watched Episode 4, I saw like it said play trailer. Next to it, I was like, oh, do they have like an original trailer for a theatrical trailer for Star Wars? So I hit that, and no, it's like this little 45-second sizzle as part of like the Star Wars digital collection. Like, oh, remember Star Wars? You know, here's a bunch of scenes from the movie. Like, oh, okay. I was like, I'm curious to watch these for all the movies now. So I watched them for the original trilogy. I was like, okay, you know, Star Wars, whatever. It's like, I'm going to watch the Episode 1 trailer. No Jar Jar. It's like, okay, that's interesting.
Interesting.
I'm going to watch the Episode 2 trailer. No Jar Jar. It's like, okay, I'm going to watch the Episode 3 trailer. No Jar Jar. It's like they cut these little sizzles for the prequel trilogy, and each sizzle on its own, 45 seconds, like,
that looks like an okay movie.
Yeah.
I would watch that. It's like they really cut around and cut out a lot of that stuff that you
don't
like.
So when will they remaster the prequels?
And take out all Jar Jar?
No, I think the battle at the end with the droids, which I thought looked so state-of-the-art when it came out, I think that looks a little dated now. Like the scene with the green planes.
Honestly,
and the
Blu-ray is the least forgiving on movies in that era. Where, like, it's like bad CG.
Yep.
But like all the original Star Wars stuff, aside from the CG, just looks so good. Like it looked really good on Blu-ray.
Like you and I were just watching today to prove that C-3PO has a silver leg. We were watching the very first scene from Star Wars Episode 4. And like that Death Star coming over the top of it, that it's a full model. It looks great.
Yeah. Models always hold up.
It looks great. Yeah. As long as you made it right the first time.
Yeah.
So.
Was it you who showed me how they did the scrolling text?
No.
Do you know how they did it?
Glass, right?
Yeah. They just filmed it with a camera. They had it printed.
Yeah.
Well, really?
Yeah. They just have there's a picture of the camera on a rig and they just like move the camera down.
Yeah.
And they're filming the text, and I guess they cut out the background and put it on space.
Yeah, a lot of stuff they did on glass plates.
Can you imagine that? If, like, oh, we've got a typo.
Oh.
Is that how they did the scrolling text in Blaine's prank video?
No. No.
Now we have computers. I think, like, for, like, some of the X-Wing, like, in the cockpit stuff, it's, like, guys sat on tables, and there were people under the tables just, like, lifting it from the
side.
Some
of that stuff is so cinematic in the first one. Like, there's like really subtle things that just like seal the deal. Like when it's that in their face shot where they're flying the X-Wings and stuff. Mm-hmm. Just stuff like a shadow like goes across his face as it turns. It's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never get that if it was just like a room and a green screen. You'd never get like a nice shadow from a turn coming in. Because the actual whole thing was turning with the lights. It's cool.
Because it was in a gimbal and it was turning? Yeah. Well, they might have faked the shadow too.
I don't think they did.
Look legit. Now they just add the shadow in post.
Like, tell if a shadow's legit or not.
Add that in.
Yeah. It's a... I mean, it's crazy. It's like talking about the Blaine video. It's like now it's just like... It's a preset built into a piece of software to make that text crawl.
I know, right?
It's like you don't have to worry about printing it on glass and, you know, coming up with a cool way to do that. It's just literally it's... Oh, yeah. You click on tools. Then you click on text. Transform. Yeah.
It is. No, it is. It's crazy because, you know, the visual effects industry... When something comes out and it has some kind of revolutionary visual effect, that is a plug-in, like the next generation of post software. It's just crazy. It's good to, when something goes from like this new technique that somebody invented to just like press a button, move a slider, and just get it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's also, I mean, and then sometimes even just like if it's not software, even if it's just like a hardware package, like I think about in The Matrix when they had bullet time for the first time, and like no one had really ever seen that before, and then. Within a month, it was like in a Gap ad.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, we're just going to do that.
Time slice.
Like now it's just a hardware package you rent. It's like, oh, yep, you want the bullet time thing? There it is. You rent it for the day.
That's the kind of thing I've said when we started doing Red versus Blue, because we took a video game and like made a movie out of it or made a show out of it. And then it was like Red versus Blue got so popular. And then it, like all of a sudden it was like a genre and like everyone was doing this. It was like nobody was doing this before. Like nobody was like... This wasn't like a thing online where people do it. And it was like for like 3 or 4 years, it was like, you know, oh, it's, you know, it's a Red versus Blue style movie or it's a machinima movie. I'm like, yeah, it's great that everyone else gets to like do that, you know, but it's just like such a pain in the ass. But I guess in a weird way, it's a compliment. You want to pass me your beer?
Yeah. Which one you want?
The yellow one. And it only really pissed me off when they were like, people would say like, yeah, this is way better than Red versus Blue. It's like, fuck off.
Like the Codex. Fire Team Charlie.
Fire Team Charlie. I haven't thought about Fire Team Charlie in years. Do you remember the first? How did that happen?
You gaffed
it. I didn't do anything.
How did that happen? It's just sitting on
somewhere down the line. Someone fucked up.
That went all on your legs.
Yeah, it did. These are quick dry pants. Though. These are my amazing race pants.
You have two there, or are they? You drank two already.
Are there any stains on them,
dude? You're hitting it hard.
No. I got a low opinion of myself. No, these are my amazing race pants. Watch this, Barb.
All the pockets.
They zip off into shorts.
Really easily, too.
You got leg sleeves?
Weep! So I can zip
off.
You
should leave it like that for the rest of the show.
All of Dan's trousers do that.
How are you doing?
All right, it's about time to end this now.
Hey, how are you? God. That looks really creepy. It looks like I've done nothing on.
On your close-up, the cameras are struggling so hard to resolve your jacket, it's tripping my eyes out.
Oh, I figured as much, yeah. It's got problems.
All right.
Yeah, but for pack weight was a huge deal in Amazing Race, so I did like reduce. So it's like instead of packing shorts and packing pants... I just said pants.
That's a good pockets.
Zip off into.
How heavy was your pack?
Okay, you're asking me every time. Anytime you ask me a question about the Amazing Race, I'm kind of like stop and think what I can say.
I
or can't say.
Thinking that that should be an okay question. Answer.
So there was a guy. We did a lot of research. There was a guy. His name was Abba. And he had a pack that was under 10 pounds. And my goal was to get my pack under 10 pounds. My pack was still about 17 pounds. Mm. But it was a 3-pound pack, too. So it was like 14 pounds of stuff.
Mm. That girl, Blair, actually made a video about everything in her pack.
Yeah, she did.
She had a lot of stuff.
She had a hairdryer and a curling iron. Jeez. Yeah,
she also had
stuff.
Like makeup and everything like that.
Yeah.
Which I get. I mean, you're on television.
Pack strategy was something that evolves on the fly. And it's not one of those things that I think ever ends up on screen. And it was like when I was researching to go on the race, I was like reading a bunch of interviews, trying to figure out what people put in their packs, what they would need. And it was very hard to find that information.
Yeah.
It's like it's a piece of information that seems like it's only relevant to 22 people every year or 22 people, you know, every 6 months. So it's like nobody really publishes that stuff.
All right. Well, it's about time to wrap
up. But I think when the season starts airing, I think a lot of us are going to get together and like talk about whatever we think we can talk about.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited for that.
All right. Well, thanks for watching, everybody. And it's Christmas week, I guess.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas. Huh?
Did you pre-record one?
No.
I guess we're going to...
We'll be back on Monday.
Monday? What's Christmas? Saturday?
Christmas Friday.
Is that the first time we've ever not pre-recorded over Christmas?
I think so.
Because if it's Friday,
I think it might be an immersion shoot.
All right.
I'll be in England.
All right. We'll figure it out.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We'll see you guys next Monday.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
I love you.
Happy egg.